Because whether it's in meditation or whether it's in life, so often people are worried and they're afraid, and that creates so much trouble in their lives.
無論在禅修或者我們在日常生活之中，我們自己無端端做了很多的恐懼擔憂出來的。
So, my first story about fear and worry. Thank you. The first story is a story when I was a monk in Thailand.
咁呢個故仔係關於恐懼同埋擔憂嘅。咁咧就係老師講佢當佢喺出一個喺泰國嗰陣時候，一個出家人嘅時候。
Now this was maybe about 35 years ago, and in Thailand it was still a poor country, and up in the northeast of Thailand was very poor, and so the buses they had there were very very old.
咁喺35年前咧，泰國一個幾窮嘅地方嚟嘅。咁嗰陣時咧，老師喺嗰度已經出咗家㗎。咁佢喺個東北部嘅泰國咧，佢都係搭巴士。
And they weren't very well maintained.
You mean the bus station?
No, the buses. The buses. They weren't looked after.
咁嗰啲車咧就係即係嗰啲巴士咧 keep 得好好嘅 ，keep 得唔好
嚇，
保養得唔好嘅。
So in the space of about 2 or 3 weeks.Many buses caught fire, and some of the passengers were caught inside the bus and burned to death.
咁有陣時咧就好無辜啊！啲嗰啲巴士會燒著噶，咁啲人喺海裏邊啲乘客咧就可能燒到死為止啊。
One of my friends who was a monk, he was caught in one of those buses which caught fire. He escaped, but he lost many of his things.
咁咧，老師有個曾奇嘅朋友咧，就曾經坐過一架著咗火嘅巴士，咁佢就走出嚟，但唔見咗好多嘢。
So it's in the front page of many newspapers at the time.
咁呢件事咧喺嗰啲報紙嘅頭條登曬出嚟嘅。
But I was a monk who didn't read newspapers.
咁老師係一個唔睇新聞、唔睇報紙嘅曾奇嚟嘅。
So one day, I was in the front of the bus, next to the window.And there was another Thai monk sitting next to me.
咁有一次咧，就即系老師冇睇新聞，咁佢又坐喺巴士咧，坐喺個司機旁邊第一個位。
And as we sorry.
有個泰國人坐喺隔離。
And as we were travelling down the road, there was smoke coming from the back of the bus, and one of the men shouted, "Fire! Fire!" And the driver slammed on the brakes. And the driver, as soon as he stopped, he didn't go through the front door.He went out the window. He jumped.
咁咧架車我開下咧，咁佢哋見到個車尾邊有啲煙喎。咁咧另外啲人喺度嗌啦：，喂，著火啦，著火啦！咁嗰個巴士司機咧，佢哋即刻喺個窗嗰度跳咗出去。
And all the people they crowded the entrance to force a way out.
咁所有嘅乘客咧就係夾硬想打開道門想逃走。
Now I was a monk, and one of my rules I said earlier, I'm not supposed to touch women.So I had to wait for the women to get out.
咁因為戒條嘅問題咧，老師即係出家人係唔可以掂女人嘅，所以老師一定要讓曬啲女人走咗，佢先可以走。
But the monk sitting next to me, he didn't wait. He was out.
咁咧坐喺隔離嗰個真奇咧，嗰個就唔理啦，就照走咗出去啦。
And I wondered what was happening. I was sitting there very peacefully. Why are all these people running out?
咁啊，老師喺度諗啊，點解你咁驚嚇咁走咧？我坐喺度嗰陣時好安全噶。
And once everybody was out, I was the last person in the bus together with another man who looked in the back of the bus and he said, oh, it's only a cigarette. There's no problem at all.
咁呢就啲人落晒車啦，除咗一個人就坐喺老師隔離嘅。咁然後嗰個人再望下個車後面，哦，原來冇嘢，啲香煙嚟嘅啫。
So all the people started coming back in the bus.
咁啲人開始就上返車啦。
And they looked at me, who'd been sitting there so peacefully, not moving all the time. And they all bowed. Oh, the Arahat, the enlightened monk who's got no fear.
咁啲人咧就見到老師坐得好安詳咁坐咗，完全冇喐過咧，啲人就即刻向佢頂禮啦。啊，你係阿羅漢啊，你係已經正覺者嚟㗎啦。
It was really good. I never told them it wasn't I was no fear. because I was stupid. I didn't know what was happening.
咁呢樣嘢老師唔驚啊，但係老師唔係佢唔驚，但係佢亦都冇話俾人聽，佢實在係真係蠢啫，佢唔係唔驚。
So sometimes it's very good not to have any knowledge what's happening, then you don't have any fear.
有陣時係好嘅，如果我哋咩都唔知咩發生嘅咧，我哋就冇驚恐噶啦。
And it just shows you when you think too much, that's when you have fear.
當咁啊證明咗咧，因為我哋諗得太多啊，所以諗得太多先至有個驚慌出嚟嘅。
And that's what we learn in meditation, to let go of the thinking, so you don't have any fear.
呢個就我哋禅修一個目的咧，我哋就係放下我哋嘅念頭咧，咁我哋就冇恐懼噶啦。
Actually, on the story of buses in Thailand, they always like to put the monks in the front seat of the bus, right at the front next to the window.
咁咧，泰國咧就啲人咧，原來咧好多數將嗰個出家人咧就坐喺個巴士前面最前個位嘅。
And the reason for that was they always thought the monks had the best karma, so by putting the monks in the front, it was stopping them getting head-on collisions.
咁咧點解就係佢喺個前邊咧？因為佢哋話啲僧企咧就好有功德嘅，咁所以擠喺前邊咧就唔會撞車噶啦。
Because means the good karma of the monk in the front would protect everybody behind him.
咁所以因為佢哋坐喺前邊咧，所以後邊嘅人咧都可以保護到佢哋啊。
And that's happened many times. I remember going from one place in Thailand to another, and as soon as I got on the bus, oh, the bus driver was so happy, he put me in the front seat. And the reason for that, because there was a movie on the TV in the front of the bus. So now he had a monk there to protect him, he could actually watch the movie as he's driving the bus. Oh, that was really scary.
咁咧，老師個喺泰國搭巴士咧，一長途啲咧，咁一上車咧，個司機就會即刻放佢係再坐喺前面個位嘅。點解咧？原來一個司機前面咧，嗰個頂頭咧有個電視機嘅。咁啊，佢諗住老師個功德夠咧，就唔會有危險咧。咁我一路望住個電視機，一路喺度揸車啊，實在係好驚嘅。
And I tried that when I was flying on Thai Airways once. I was in economy. And I told the Thai flight attendants, I said, look, in the buses you put us up the front to protect you from crashes. Can't you do that in the front of the aircraft?
咁有一次咧，老師去搭飛機喺大個航空公司咧，咁佢同佢本嚟坐經濟艙嘅，咁佢同嗰啲飛行員講咧話，我咧就坐巴士時啊，啲人會放喺前邊坐啊，你哋可唔可以咁做咧
？No, we had to stay in economy class. They wouldn't upgrade me to first.
但係佢哋咧就唔得，佢話你都要坐翻個經濟位。
But the real story of fear, which I wanted to share with you, was when I was staying in the jungles in Thailand.
咁樣呢個係即係古仔咧，老師想同你分享咧，就當佢喺泰國個森林嗰陣時嘅。
Now in those jungles in Thailand many years ago, there were many, many, many dangerous animals.
喺好多年前咧，泰國啲森林咧有好多好危險嘅動物喺度嘅。
There were many animals who would eat you.
咁好多動物係食人嘅。
And this was the first time there was Western food in the jungle.
咁呢次咧係第一次有西方嘅人俾人食，西方嘅食品。
So it's very, very dangerous.
所以咧就好危險嘅嗰度。
Yeah, delicious, yeah.
好好味嘅係。
Especially a fat monk.
有時一個肥嘅出家人。
So one evening, I was meditating in the jungle, and it was very peaceful and calm.
咁有一次咧，老師喺個森林嗰度裏邊喺度打坐啦，佢話非常之安詳同埋好靜嘅嗰度。
And I was just watching my breath, so peacefully, the breath going in, the breath going out.
咁老師喺度咧就觀個呼吸，一出一入，非常之寧靜。
Then I heard a sound of a jungle animal。
咁我咧就聽到一個森林嘅動物嘅聲啊。
Breath went in, breath went out, breath went in, breath went out。
喺度嗰只動物都係又喺度呼吸緊，佢喺度做緊息啊。
So I use my mindfulness. I listen to the sound.Now, I've been living in Thailand and in the jungle for a long time. So you get some idea of the sounds of the animals. And I assessed it. It's only a small animal. It didn't matter. So I went back to my breath, breathing in, breathing out.
咁咧，老師佢嘅經驗喺泰國嗰、那個森林裏邊咧，佢已經知道一聽嗰時都知道啲動物個大細啊。咁佢聽呢個聲咧，一聽落哦，呢、這個都係好細嘅動物啫，所以佢唔驚，佢繼續自己去觀佢自己嘅呼吸。
But the animal was coming towards me, and as it got closer, I could hear its sound again, and I realized that wasn't a small animal, that was a medium-sized animal, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in.
咁當嗰只動物咧越行越近嘅時候咧，咁老師再聽落去，咦唔係喎，呢只係中型嘅，唔係太細嘅動物嚟嘅喎。咁呢動物仍然喺度佢自己喺度觀緊佢嘅呼吸。
And the small animals or the medium size, they would leave you alone. That's not dangerous. So I just went back to my breath. And as it came closer, the closer it came, the more you could hear its sound. And I was very mindful, very alert.And I realized, actually, that wasn't a medium-sized animal. That was a big animal. Because you could hear the, just the way it crushed the twigs and the way it sort of, compressed the leaves as it was walking. That was a huge animal. There's only two types of huge animal like that. It's either a big tiger or an elephant. And both were extremely dangerous.
咁啊，老師咧就好個覺察力好高嘅，同埋佢係好驚、好警覺嘅。咁嗰只動物咧越行越近嘅時候咧，佢聽聽啲聲，唔係喎，呢只大嘢嚟嘅喎。佢點會知道佢係大嘢咧？因為佢咧就知道啲動物嘅呼吸啦。咁同佢經佢個踩嗰啲樹葉啊，佢插到啲樹枝嘅聲音係唔同嘅。咁佢就諗下，哦，呢只可能係有兩種大眾動物嘅啫，一個就係老虎，一個就係大象。但兩樣動物都係好危險嘅。
There's one of my friends in Sri Lanka. He was injured by an elephant. He was just meditating peacefully on a rock, but he was in the elephant's way. And the elephant swiped him with his trunk, and it actually broke his hip.
咁咧，因為老師有個朋友，斯里蘭卡人啊，咁佢喺打坐嗰陣時喺個石頭上面打坐咧，咁佢係阻住只大笨象行啊。咁個大笨象咧用個鼻咧踢，即係將佢踢走咗咧，咁佢咧又將佢個盤骨係跌碎咗。
You don't hear of monks who have trouble with tigers because they never live to tell the tale.
咁你從來未聽過一個出家人可以同只老虎住嘅。
So there I was, sitting in the middle of the jungle, alone, and a tiger, an elephant was coming towards me.
但係咧，就老師嗰次係坐喺個森林中間度禪修喎，哇！可能有隻老虎或者大笨象走埋嚟喎。
So I opened my eyes and took out my flashlight to see it.
咁咧，老師就打開隻眼啦，咁又用個燈電筒。
And I saw it.
係望係乜嘢？咁佢睇咩嚟㗎
？It was a tiny mouse, just a tiny little mouse. And I couldn't believe it. I thought I was mindful, but I learned from that. Fear makes a mouse sound into a tiger sound.
咁原來佢大開眼望係咩嚟嘅？原來係一隻貓仔嚟嘅。咁嗰時佢覺得自己原來我咁有動咁老鼠啊，一隻老鼠仔嚟嘅。
So that really taught me what fear does to the mind. I thought I was being mindful. I thought I was being aware. But what actually happens when you're afraid? Small things become big things.
咁咧，老師以為自己好有洞察力啦，好有個機警啦。佢以為聽嘅聲咧就好清楚，知道咩動物啦。原來咧嗰個恐懼咧就將所有嘅嘢咧就擴大咗嘅。
So fear is the problem, not the tiger.
咁所以咧係嗰個問題就唔係出在係咪只老虎，係佢嗰個恐懼嘅心。
So you learned as a monk to face your fear and to understand your fear and to transcend your fear.
咁喺出家人嚟讲咧，我哋要明白，我知道个恐惧，然后我哋可以再超越个恐惧。
Because what have you got to lose anyway? Only your life, and it doesn't belong to you anyway.
咁咪有咩大不了咧？大不了咪死咯。但系嗰个生命都唔系属于我哋嘅。
So many, many, many times we learned how to face our fear.
所以咧，我哋好多时咧可以学习去点样面对我哋嘅恐惧。
Sometimes go into the forest late at night, especially the forests which were the burning grounds where the ghosts lived.
咁你咧可以嘗試去個森林中間去禪修咧，尤其是好多鬼嘅地方。
Are you afraid of ghosts?
各位怕不怕鬼啊？有些同修答话佢怕啊。
Because in the monastery where I spent many years, that was the place they'd bring the bodies to be burnt and cremated. And many times when there was a new body cremated, that's when they thought there'd be a ghost there that night.
咁咧，老師嘅寺院佢即係收集嗰陣時咧，就嗰度一個地方咧，好多人將啲死人啊，就送去嗰度咧，愛嚟燒嘅。
One night, we were staying up meditating all night.
咁有一晚咧，佢哋成晚都喺度禅修。
Four evenings a month, we wouldn't sleep. We'd meditate all throughout the night in the hall.
咁我哋咧四個 top four。
Four evenings a month. Yeah.
咁有每一個月嘅4個黃昏咧，佢哋會坐埋一齊喺個禅修殿一齊禅修嘅。
And there was young monks, little novice monks, who were at the monastery. They would usually sneak out and take a sleep. But that night, it was just a few hours after cremation, and the little Thai novice, he was too scared to go out of the lit hall.Through the dark forest back to his hut. So even though he didn't like her staying up all night, he was too scared to go back to his room to sleep.
咁咧，其中一個啱啱係年青嘅，啱啱出家人咧，咁佢平時咧，如果即係要成晚禅修咧，佢要溜咗出去咧，就走翻去瞓覺啊，即係溜咗出去啊。咁嗰日點解佢唔夠膽去瞓咧？因為嗰日嘅晏晝咧，就啱啱先燒咗一條屍啊。咁嗰人咧就驚到咧就唔夠膽經過個燒屍嘅地方，然後溜翻去間房。
But he had to go to the toilet, and the toilet was about 30 meters outside the hall.
但係咧，佢要去廁所啦，個廁所好遠嘅，差唔多30米啊，喺嗰個禪修嘅地方行去個廁所。
He'd have to walk through the dark and maybe meet the ghost, so he didn't want to go to the toilet.
咁因為佢要行出去先可以去到個廁所咧，佢又驚撞到鬼喎。所以唯有方法，佢又唔夠膽去廁所啦。
But he couldn't stand it any longer, so he ran to the toilet, and he got to the toilet, and he closed the door, and then he urinated in the bowl.
咁咧，佢就係佢最屘忍唔住啦。咁唯有方法就俾咁臨走去個廁所，即刻閂埋道門就去廁所啦。
But just after he closed the door, he heard the sound of steps coming to his toilet.
咁我一闩咗门之后咧，佢就听咗啲脚步声啊，行去个厕所嗰度。
And inside the door, it's only a small toilet, at the Asian squat toilets. And he heard somebody on the door.
咁咧，嗰啲系嗰啲企踎厕嚟嘅，啲踎厕嚟，咁佢听到咧，啲人又好似有一样，有啲人嘅手喺度挖个地板咁。
He was scratching on the door, and he was inside.
咁咧，嗰個聲咧就係挖住佢度門啊！咁佢就喺裏邊喎。
He only went in there to urinate, but he defecated as well.
佢哋係等住去小便嘅啫。
And he spent about 2 hours in that toilet.
終於咧用咗兩個鐘頭都喺個廁所裏邊。
And when it went quiet for an hour and a half, he opened the door and ran to the hall. He told us all about it. He said, I was in the toilet, and the ghost came walking towards me, and he scratched the door trying to get in. I was so scared.
咁我咧就係一開，佢又好鼓起勇氣咧，開到門即刻衝翻去個大殿嗰度。咁佢翻到之後咧，同我哋講啦：，哇！我去廁所啊，但只鬼佬敲我道門啊，圍起我道門啊，我平心不能走翻翻嚟啊。
Would you be scared?
咁你哋會唔會驚啊
？Actually, another monk saw it. Another monk saw it. Go to the toilet.
咁另外一個出家人實在睇到個情況，因為佢都有去廁所。
Of course, it wasn't a ghost. It was one of the jungle cats, a little civet cat, because that little civet cat would live in the jungle. And because the toilet door was usually open, and there was water in the squat toilet, it would just go there for a drink. The little civet cat was just scratching on the door, saying, "Please let me in. I'm thirsty. I just want a drink."
咁喺泰國咧，咁佢另外一個出家人睇到咧，實際係一隻細嘅嗰啲貓仔嚟嘅，即係嗰啲森林嘅貓仔嚟嘅。咁咧佢話咧，咁嗰只貓咧就慣咗咧，因為喺泰國嗰啲廁所咧就有啲水積喺，即係啲水嘅。 咁啲門係打開嘅，咁啲貓就會入去飲水嘅。咁佢話嗰只貓咧，不過拍門咧，佢係想飲水啫。
But when we were afraid, a little civet cat in the jungle became a ghost coming to eat you.
當我哋驚嘅時候咧，雖然一隻好細好細嘅貓咧，我都以為係只鬼嚟食我哋。
So living in the jungle, we learn how to live without fear.Because the animals weren't interested in eating us, even Western food, we're just too big to eat.
咁咧喺森林嚟到學習咧，就好容易可以克服我哋嘅驚恐嘅，因為喺度咧，嗰啲動物咧唔會食西餐嘅。
And even the snakes, there were hundreds of snakes in those jungles. I was told when I first went there, in that part of Thailand, there were 100 species of snake.99 were venomous, which means if they bit you, you'd be in big trouble. The other one, number 100, strangled you to death.
咁咧，泰國亦都好多蛇噶。咁佢咧有過百種嘅蛇噶。咁嗰度咧，即係老師嗰個地方咧，佢係有99% 啲蛇咧都係有毒嘅。咁其餘嗰啲咧，佢即係個咬你啖，你都會死噶啦。咁其餘嗰啲咧就會即係纏死你嘅。
So they were all dangerous.But in the end, we didn't even think about them. We lived with them. We were friends together.
但佢哋係咧，佢哋同我哋一齊嘅時候，佢哋根本唔驚我哋，同我哋一齊共處嘅。
For example, one of those evenings when I was staying up all night meditating, in the morning after the meditation is finished, I went out to urinate. But because you're in the jungle, you didn't use a toilet. We just urinated in the bushes.
咁咧有一朝咧，有老師做完個禪修咧，咁佢就出去出邊小便啦，因為喺嗰度喺個森林嚟嘅，咁佢哋冇廁所嘅，即係方便喺通常喺啲樹林嗰度就搞掂噶啦。
So first of all, I was tired. I hadn't slept all night, so my mindfulness wasn't that strong. Number two, it was the first light of day, so it was still a bit dark. So when I squatted down Asian style and urinated in the forest.I thought I was urinating on a stick.
咁咧，嗰朝早咧，啱啱先起身啦。老師話佢啱啱起身啦，所以覺知力唔係咁強啊。咁佢行到嗰度咧，佢自己去小便咧。咁佢以為咧就係踎喺一個樹枝上邊。我知佢以為佢棍到啊。
Yeah, and I found the stick started to move.It wasn't a stick. It was a dangerous snake, and I was peeing on it.
咁咧就原來嗰度有一條蛇嚟嘅。咁佢見到嗰個木頭喺度喐喎。咁原來嗰條係蛇嚟嘅，同埋好毒嘅蛇嚟嘅。原來老師喺上面小便咗添。
Now imagine you're squatting down and peeing on a snake. It meant the most sensitive part of the man's body was only a couple of inches away from that snake's mouth.
咁我各位可以想象咧，如果真係一個男人咧踎低喺度去廁所嘅話咧，最近一男性最緊要嘅地方咧，就係只係喺個蛇頭上面幾寸嘅啫。
But I wasn't afraid. Neither was the snake. The snake loved every minute of it because I figured out the snake realized it was being blessed with holy water.
咁咧嗱，老師又唔驚喎，條蛇又唔驚喎。咁老師諗咧，就可能條蛇知道咧，佢而家係有啲加持水俾緊佢嘅。
Nice warm holy water 。
係好好嘅，係暖嘅加持水嚟嘅。
So you realise if you were afraid, then the snake would bite you. But if you weren't afraid, the snake would leave you alone.
咁即係我哋明白到咧，即係如果你係驚條蛇嘅話咧，條蛇會咬你；如果唔係，佢就唔會咬你嘅。
So you realise it was fear which was the danger.Not the animal.
咁所以明白到咧，就係個恐懼係嗰個危險，就唔係嗰只動物。
And I remember that from a TV program I used to watch before I became a monk. I don't know if anyone, because when I was young, I was a Buddhist, and there was only one sort of Buddhist TV program on the TV. It was called Kung Fu. Remember Kung Fu? Little grasshopper. Yeah, that was good.
Oh,
grasshopper. That's right. Yeah.
咁老師咧，佢出嗰陣，佢好早已經係一個佛教徒咧。咁嗰時有一個電視片集，咁你後生嘅就唔知啦。我哋嗰個係叫功夫啊。
It wasn't really Buddhist because he always had a fight every episode, but it was still sort of okay.
咁咧，佢實際唔係一個好即係好純正嘅佛教嘅節目嚟嘅，因為嗰每一場都有得打交嘅。
And I remember this one episode when a little grasshopper's blind master took him into this dark room. And in this dark room, usually kept locked, the master said, "Grasshopper, what do you see? What do you see?"
咁咧就係佢記得有一個有一段啦，就係咧嗰佢個草蜢仔呢個主角咧，佢就去賄賂佢師傅啊，帶佢去一個房啊。
And little grasshopper said, "I see like a swimming pool of water." And the sifu said, "Yes, but that's not water. That's acid, concentrated acid."
咁咧，佢帶佢去睇咧。咁個師傅問你睇到啲乜嘢啊？咁啊，草蜢仔話：我睇到好似一啲係水嚟嘅一個水塘咁嘅嘢喎。咁啊，師傅話：係啊，嗰啲係好強烈嘅強水嚟嘅。
And the master said, "Go close to the edge and tell me what you see in the bottom of that pool of acid. But be careful. Don't fall in, because that's dangerous acid."
咁咧，個師傅咧又叫阿草蜢仔你行近啲，你睇下嗰個強水個水底度有啲乜嘢。不過你要小心喎，啲強水係好危險嘅喎。
And so little grasshopper very carefully walked to the edge, and he looked in.And in the bottom of that pool of acid, he said, "I see bones, master. I see many bones in the bottom." "Yes," said the master, "those are bones of little novices like you in the past who failed the test."
咁咧就草蜢仔行到去睇到嗰、那個強水個池底係咩咧？原來好多白骨啊！咁佢翻嚟話俾師傅聽：哦，我睇到好多白骨啊！咁師傅問佢：你知唔知啊？呢啲咧就係邊一個？如果考試唔合格嘅嗰啲出家人咧，就會跌咗落去，就等於嗰啲白骨啦。
Now I was looking at this, sitting in an apartment in London, and even I became scared.
咁嗰時咧，老師喺倫敦，咁佢係坐喺梳化睇緊電視嘅，咁嗰時佢都覺得好驚啊！
What else do you see, grasshopper? I see a plank, master. A plank going from one side to the other. Yes, little grasshopper. In 7 days' time, you will have to walk across that plank from one side to the other, across the pool of acid. And if you fall in, there'll be more bones in the bottom of that lake.
咁咧，個師傅再問啊，你睇到啲乜嘢？即
係 plank 嘅。
咁佢咧有，原來佢睇到一支平嘅棍咧，就喺嗰、那個水池上邊啊。咁個師傅話：嗱，七日之後咧，你就行過嗰支棍，咁佢跌咗落去咧，就好似啲白骨一樣啦。
And so he took little grasshopper outside of that room, and in the temple courtyard, he got another plank exactly the same size and length.But just on top of two bricks, and said, "Grasshopper, for the next 7 days, you don't have to do any chanting or any other duties. Practice balancing across this plank, because in 7 days' time, you will be tested."
哦，咁啊，師傅咧就跟住帶翻我出去個出邊啦，咁就同嗰陣時出邊咧有一支嗰啲平衡棍啊，就喺兩個磚上邊嘅。咁我同阿草蜢仔講嗱，你呢七日咧就唔使唱做乜都唔使做啦，你只係練習佢個平衡力。七日之後咧，你就喺嗰個強水上面咁樣行噶啦。
So little grasshopper practice balancing, and after even a few days, he could practice so well he could walk up and down that plank blindfolded. But when the 7 days were up, he was led into the room again by the master, and he discovered a plank of the same length and width.Is much longer and narrower when it's on top of acid.
咁咧，佢喺度練習嗰時咧，頭嗰幾日佢好輕鬆，或者冇乜問題喺度練習個平衡力嘅時候。但係到第之後咧，個師傅帶佢去入嗰個房嗰時咧，佢發覺原來同埋一樣咁大、一樣咁闊、咁一樣咁長嘅木板咧，喺嗰個水池之中，即係強水池之中，係好長好長嘅。
And the master said, "Grasshopper." get on top of the end of that plank. And Grasshopper had to step on the end of the plank. Walk, said the master. And Grasshopper looked back at his master. You could read his mind. He was saying, please, don't let me, don't make me, I'm scared.
咁呢佢就带佢入去之后呢个师傅呢就叫宠物仔呢企喺嗰个木板嘅一边叫佢上去然后叫佢行去嗰个即係行到对面行嗰度行到去对面咁呢就宠物仔就好驚啦咁佢一上到去之后呢佢回头望返个师傅呢佢师傅都睇到佢个表情就係佢知道你唔好叫我做啦我好驚呀
So Grasshopper had to start walking and soon he was over the beginning of that pool of acid. And you could see he wasn't that balanced. He started to shake. As he got to the middle of the pool, he started to sway. As he got a bit further, it looked like he was about to fall off. And that's where we had commercial break.
行到中間呢,佢已經搖得好緊要啦。咁行到幾步呢,佢差唔多跌落去啦。但呢個就我哋慣性呢,呢個時候就睇廣告時間啦。
I hated those advertisements. I wanted to find out what was going to happen to Grasshopper.
咁老師就好憎嗰啲廣告商,因為我哋個都係鍾意睇下寵物仔咩下場㗎。And
soon the commercial break was over. I know what it's like in TV. They go like a second or two back. So you start to see Grasshopper when he started to shake. And then when he started to sway. And then you start to see him about to fall in. What's going to happen? And he fell in. He fell in the pool of acid. And he was screaming. And his master was laughing.
咁你知我哋睇電視都知嘅，咁咧完咗個廣告之後咧，通常嘅導演幾級你先再行前嘅。咁咧今次咧佢就倒翻咧，就係啱啱先寵物仔企上去喺度搖擺嗰陣時咧，咁開始又開始跌嘅時候嗰個樣啦。咁點知行下，原來真係跌咗落去喎。And
the master said, "Don't worry, little grasshopper. It's not acid. It's only water. And as for the bones, we just threw them in there for special effects."
咁我師傅喺度笑啦，咁佢話：草蜢仔你唔使驚，嗰啲係水嚟嘅啫。咁點解嗰啲白骨咧，我哋攞嚟做道具嘅啫。
Why did you fall in, little grasshopper? Fear. Fear pushed you in, little grasshopper. Only fear.
咁佢話個師傅同佢講：你點解會跌落去咧？因為個恐懼擁咗你落去。
It was a wonderful lesson on what happens when you get afraid. If that was just the pool of water and Grasshopper knew it was water, he wouldn't have fallen in at all. But when he was afraid of falling in, that's when he fell in.
呢個係一個好嘅教訓啦。如果寵物仔知道嗰啲係水嘅話，佢根本唔會跌落去，因為佢練咗七日啦，佢唔會跌落去嘅。但因為佢以為係強水咧，因為佢驚，所以佢跌咗落去。
That is the psychology of fear. What you're afraid of, you make happen.
咁呢個就係我哋心理嘅嘢，就係如果你越驚嘅嘢咧，佢就會發生啦。So
if you're afraid of getting swine flu or SARS, then you get it. If you're not afraid, you never do.
如果你話驚 SARS 啊嗰啲奇異嘅病嘅話咧，如果你越驚咧，你就會得到佢噶啦。
I went to give a series of talks in Singapore a few years ago, right in the middle of the SARS crisis.
咁幾年前咧，老師喺新加坡咧去講學啊，啱啱先就係沙士嗰個時間啊。
That day, as I flew into Changi Airport, I saw in the local paper, the Straits Times, 99 people in big black letters had got SARS.
咁咧嗰日咧，老師去到個新加坡嘅樟宜機場咧，咁我睇到個頭條新聞咧，好大隻字咧，有99個人係因為沙士而死咗。
The government had shut all the schools and advised people don't go to any public gatherings.
咁啲學校咧，即係政府咧宣布啲學校要封閉啲學校啊。咁聰明嘅人咧就唔會去啲公眾嘅地方。
And my organisers, they'd hired the big hall in Suntec City Convention Center for 4,000 people for 4 nights.
咁咧，今次咧，佢嗰、那個組織嗰個機構咧，就租咗佢佢市中心最大嗰、那個會議廳咧，咁咧就租咗4晚，咁咧每一晚咧，佢哋預咧有4000人嘅。
And they were waiting for me at the airport. Shall we cancel? Shall we cancel?
咁我嘅組織人員咧就去機場嗰度等師傅啦。咁見咗師傅之後話：我哋需唔需要取消呢個宏法嘅活動啦？
99 people have got SARS.
咁有99个人中招喎，中咗沙士喎。
So I asked them, "What's the population of Singapore?" They said about 4 million. So I said that means 3,999,901 people haven't got SARS.
咁咧個老師就問佢啦，咁你哋新加坡有幾多人口啊？嗰人答佢：我哋有400万人口。咁老師話：即係咧，除咗99%之外，其他人都冇問題啦。
So it's a 40,000 to 1 chance we'll be okay. Let's go ahead.
咁就話：如果我要4000人嘅話，同埋你400几万人嚟講，呢個係有個機會，我哋可以繼續呢個宏法嘅活動嘅。
So I said we're going to go ahead, but I said just to make sure that everybody is okay. During the talks, I'll tell a lot of jokes, because when you tell a lot of jokes and you laugh.You exercise your respiratory system, and that makes it even harder for you to get SARS.
咁老師就話咧，我哋繼續嗰個宏法活動啦。我唯一個方法咧，就可以咧，我講多啲笑話，等啲人笑多啲。因為笑嘅時候咧，我哋個裏邊個呼吸系統就會喐多啲嘅。咁嘅時候，我哋中招嘅機會就少啲啦。
And everybody was safe. Sometimes we get so afraid in our life, we don't do anything.
咁嗰次咧就即係嗰個結果係冇問題嘅，但係我哋好多時做嘢咧，就因為我哋驚，所以唔去做嘢。
A lot of times we're so afraid, we're even afraid of death.
咁我哋咧好多時咧，啲嘢都要驚咧，尤其是我哋好驚死啊。
Why are people afraid of death?
點解啲人會驚死咧
？There was this story from Australia. There was these two, a husband and wife.They'd been married for so many years that when one of them died, a couple of days later, the other died.
咁喺澳洲有個古仔咧，咁有對夫婦啊，結婚咗好多年噶啦。咁咧到其中一個死咗之後咧，冇幾耐，另外一個都跟住死啦。
Now the other person had lost the will to live, so because they died so close together, and because they were both very good people, they appeared in heaven together.
因為佢哋兩個都係好人嚟嘅，咁佢哋咧就可以喺天堂嗰度上咗去天堂。
And they were met by an angel, and the angel announced to them, "You've made such good karma. I'm going to show you your reward," and took them to this beautiful mansion overlooking the ocean. In a place like Hong Kong, you'd have to be billionaire.To get a house like that.
咁咧，嗰個天，佢哋撞到個天使啊！天使話：你兩個咁好人，咁多功德咧，如果我帶你去一個地方，你係值得嘅。咁嗰個地方咧，佢帶咗去睇咧，原來一個海旁嘅豪宅啊！咁如果香港咁嘅豪宅咧，你唔係億萬富翁，你都唔使諗啊。
Now the husband and the wife, they weren't wealthy in their earthly life. So as soon as the husband saw the size of that mansion, he says.Someone on my salary will not be able to afford the council, the government land tax. Do you have land tax in Hong Kong or rate? What do you call it?
Rates.
Someone on my salary will not be able to afford the council, the rates.
咁咧，因為呢對夫婦咧，佢唔係好有錢嘅。咁佢見到咁大間屋之後咧，佢個先生就話啦：咁大間屋話，我嘅人工啊都唔夠俾佢差餉啊。
And the angel said, number one.We don't have any government or politicians up in heaven. Number two, you don't have any tax or rates.
咁咧，個天使同佢講：你唔使擔心啊！我哋喺天堂咧係冇税局啊，冇政府人員嘅。第二樣嘢，我哋冇税收呢回事嘅。
It's all for free. And then the angel took them inside, And you wouldn't believe the furnishings inside that house. Every room had a chandelier. Not crystal, but real diamonds. They had these amazing LCD TV sets, which were 30 foot wide. And you could watch soccer on that. And because it was a heaven, whichever team you supported, whether it was Man U or Liverpool, that side would always win.
因為天使跟他說這是免費的，我們夫婦帶了夫婦進去看那個監獄，打開那個門，原來每一間房的水晶燈是鑽石做的，還有那個很大的銀幕是34吋的，你在那裡看球你就非常享受了。
Even the toilet bowl was made of solid gold, and the button you press was a ruby, and the water which came out was Chanel number 5.
咁呢個廁所呢，每個廁所都有金做嘅，咁我粒滴望撳個廁所個flush嗰個滴呢，就係紅寶石嚟嘅，咁同埋啲香啲水噴出嚟嘅呢，係香水嚟嘅。
This was heaven. And as soon as he finished seeing all these amazing furnishings and extras inside the house, he said, someone on my salary would not be able to afford insurance premium.
咁呢，睇完晒间咁豪华嘅豪宅呢，咁我哋睇完之后呢，嗰个丈夫又讲啦，我哋以我哋嘅人工，我哋俾个保险费都唔够啊。
And the angel said, sir, we don't have any thieves and burglars up in heaven. It's free. There's no insurance. And if there's anything you don't like, text me and I'll change it straight away.
咁呢，那個天使又同佢講呢，我哋天堂呢係冇人偷嘢嘅，係唔需要買保險嘅。如果你有咩需要呢，你 send SMS 俾我啦，你話俾我聽啦。
So then they took them down to the garage. Not a single garage. Not a double garage, a triple bay garage with 3 cars.
咁呢，佢係帶佢嘅車房喎，唔係話即係雙車房咁簡單，係一個好大嘅3架車嘅車房。
And the first car was this huge SUV car. You know these big four-wheel drive cars? It was so big, the angel said, this can actually go anywhere. It can go over mountains, it can go into swamps, it was so powerful, it could even go up waterfalls.
咁第一架車呢，就好好係嗰啲四驅車嚟嘅，就好強嘅，可以上山。咁我之前同佢講呢架車，竟然可以登上嗰個瀑布嘅。And
the second car was this huge stretch limousine made by Rolls-Royce. It was so big, it had a swimming pool inside.
咁第二架車呢，仲勁，咁係 Rolls-Royce 嘅好長嗰啲大車嚟嘅，大到點呢？裏面可以有個泳池嘅。
And the third car was a Ferrari. A limited edition red Ferrari car.
咁第三架呢，係嗰啲限量發行嘅紅色嘅法拉利嘅跑車。
And the angel said to the man, like many men, said, I know you always wanted a fast sports car, but you can never afford one in your earthly life. But because of your good karma, here you have a red Ferrari sports car, which you can use whenever you like.
咁呢個天使同佢講啦，因為你有咁好嘅功德呢，你如果喺以前呢，你係唔可能用你嘅人工有咁嘅跑車嘅，就因為你有咁好嘅功德呢，而家我哋就俾一個紅色嘅跑嘅法拉利你啦。
And the man looked at the angel and said, what's the use of a fast sports car? There are too many police with speed cameras.
咁呢，那個人就話同個天使講啦，你俾個法拉利我冇用喎，咁多嗰啲人偵查啲超速嘅車嘅警察喺度嘅話，佢會睇到我揸快車嘅。
And the angel said, sir, remember you're in heaven. We don't have any police with speed cameras up in heaven, because it doesn't matter if you have an accident, you're already dead.
咁我天使同佢講呢，你記住啊，而家你喺天堂喎，呢度呢冇任何嘢偵察你個車速嘅。咁同埋 你根本已經死了，你記唔記得啊？
And then they opened the garage doors, and on the opposite side of the road from the garage was this beautiful 18-hole golf course and country club.
哦，咁我哋去完個車房嘅對面咧，原來有個18洞嘅高爾夫球場啊。
And the angel said, "Sir, we knew you liked a fast car. We also knew you loved to play golf. Before you got sick, you were always trying to play golf. So we decided to build a golf course just for you on the opposite side of your road." And he said, this golf course was actually designed by Tiger Woods himself. Because you may remember that when his car hit the tree a few years ago, he had a near-death experience, left his body, and that was when we got him to design the golf course for you.
咁咧，嗰個天使就同嗰個男士講啦：，我哋知道你生前咧好中意快車啦，我又中意打高爾夫球啦，所以我哋特登設計呢個高爾夫球場俾你嘅。呢個高爾夫球場係 Tiger Woods 嗰個冠軍設計嘅。咁點解會設計到呢？因為佢有幾年前，即係幾年前咧，佢曾經撞佢架車撞個樹，撞咗棵樹啊。咁佢有個臨死嘅經驗啊，所以我哋咧叫佢設計呢個18洞嘅高爾夫球場俾你。
And the angel said, "This is a heavenly golf course. So whenever you get the ball on the green, whichever way you putt it, it always goes into the hole."
咁我先再同佢講啦，因為呢個咧係天堂嘅高爾夫球場咧，無論你點樣撥個波咧、拔個波咧，佢都係可以跌咗落個窿度嘅。
That's what heaven is like.And as soon as, oh, that's right, I forgot to say, the man looked at that country club. And you know how expensive to be a member of a golf course in Hong Kong is? Very expensive. He said, "I won't be able to afford the annual fee you have to pay." And the angel replied, "Sir, you don't have to pay any fee. You're already a member. Not a life member, a death member."
咁咧，佢嗰個，咁咧佢嗰個先生就話：呢個咁嘅高爾夫球場咧，我以我嘅人工咧，我俾個會費就俾唔起啦咁樣。咁我嗰個天使就話：唔緊要噶，你係呢度嘅死嘅會，幾個死嘅會員，即係終身嘅會員，終身死咗嘅會員。
And then the angel left them. And as soon as the angel left them, the husband started getting angry at his wife and scolded her and shouted at her and called her stupid. And she couldn't understand why he was so angry.
咁呢個天使走咗之後呢，冇幾耐呢，咁嗰個先生唔知點解無端端好嬲啊，即係鬧佢老婆啊。
When he stopped to take a breath,She said, "Why are you so upset and angry? We got this beautiful house and the 30-foot wide LCD TV screens. And you've got your Ferrari sports car. You can crash as many times as you like because you're already dead. And you've got this wonderful golf course. Why are you so upset?"
咁呢個太太呢，佢哋休息嘅時候呢，佢太太問佢啦，點解你無端端發嬲啊？嗱，我哋已經有間咁好嘅屋。你中意嘅跑車又有啦，任你點撞，因為我哋已經死咗，所以唔使驚啦。咁我哋又有個高爾夫球場，你係咁中意嘅，點解你無端端咁嬲啊
？And the husband said, "Because, stupid wife, if it wasn't for all that acupuncture and Chinese health medicine you made me take, I could have been up here many years ago."
佢係點解咧？佢都鬧佢老婆啊，點解係咁咧？因為咧，佢太太之前咧帶咗佢去做針灸啊，所以令到佢就遲咗幾年先死啊。如果你唔帶我去嘅話，我幾年前都上咗嚟啦。你真係蠢啊你
！So why are you afraid of dying? You got a red Ferrari sports car waiting for you, and a nice golf club, and a 30-foot wide TV screen.
咁所以你使乜驚死咧？嗱，你諗下，有架紅色嘅跑車等緊你。 34寸咁好嘅電視機喺度等緊你，有一個咁靚嘅高爾夫球場俾你。
I can't see why people are afraid of dying。
咁老師話佢唔知點解你啲人會驚死咧。
If you've done lots of bad karma, yes, be afraid of dying. But if you're good people, you should say like George Bush, bring it on.
如果你做咗好多好多壞嘅業，即係種咗好多壞嘅業咧，咁我哋可能會驚。但如果我哋係好人嘅話，我哋根本唔使驚。好似 George Bush 咁講咧，我哋可以去。
It's like other people afraid of being sick. Why be afraid of being sick? There are many advantages of being sick.
咁好似好多人好驚病啦，根本實際點解要驚病咧？因為病嗰時我哋好多利益㗎。
I was sick today.So I got to sleep in after lunch.
嗱，好似今日老師病咗啦，咁佢有兩個鐘頭瞓覺啦，晏晝嗰陣時。
Not only that, but when you're very sick, you give other people a chance to look after you.
咁同埋咧，你病得好犀利嘅時候咧，你俾個機會人哋去服侍你啊。
You got to give other people a chance to show their compassion.
咁你個機會咧，俾人哋可以睇得到，佢哋可以表現到佢哋嗰個慈悲心啊。
If no one was sick, where would we need any compassion? So next time you're sick, you're making a great gift to other people to show their compassion.
咁咧，如果冇人病嘅話，我哋點可以發起個慈悲心咧？所以下次如果你病嘅時候咧，你應該開心啊，因為你俾個機會人哋發展佢哋發佢個菩提佢個慈悲心啊。
One of my friends who was a monk, he was from Chicago.When he went to visit his family many years ago, Chicago was so cold and snowy, he slipped on the ice and broke his leg.
咁老師有個朋友咧，去芝加哥去探一個另外一個朋友啦。咁因為芝加哥落雪咧，同埋啲路好跣啊。咁嗰個人咧就係跣低咗咧，就跌傷咗佢個腳。
And the ambulance took him to hospital. They quickly set the break in his leg.And put plaster casts on him and put him in the bed.
咁咧，啲人就送咗佢去醫院啦，叫完救傷車之後送咗去醫院啦。咁啊要打石膏啦，咁就送咗佢入個病房。
And then his mother heard and came to the hospital to see her son.
咁佢媽媽知道呢個消息之後咧，就趕去醫院去睇下佢。
And as soon as she came in the room and saw her son had broken his leg and was in hospital, she smiled and laughed.
咁佢個媽媽咧見到個仔咧，即係跌傷咗咧，打曬石膏之後咧，佢喺度笑啊。
And the monk said, "Mum, why are you so happy? I've broken my leg."
咁個仔話：媽媽，我跌傷只腳啊，你做咩咁開心啊
？And the mother said to her old son, maybe 25, 30, "Son, I've now got you exactly where I want you for the next week, so I can care for you."
咁佢媽媽笑佢話：哦，因為你而家咁嘅年紀咧，我可以終於有7日時間去照顧你啦。
Don't you like looking after your children and caring for them？
咁你係咪當你話你要照顧你細路仔嗰時，你係講緊大話定係真嘅咧
？That's why it's nice when a monk is sick. It gives you a chance to care for me.
咁所以當你病嘅時候咧，俾個機會人哋可以照顧你啦。
So you can make more merit, more good karma.
咁嗰時我哋做一啲好業啦，多啲功德啦。
But be careful, please. Don't everybody give me medicine. That's the trouble when I'm a monk. People give me all this medicine. They say, "Ajahn Brahm, this is very good medicine. This is Chinese medicine. You must take it." Another person says, "This is Indian medicine. Ayurvedic. It's very good. You must take it. This is homeopathic. It's very good. You must take it. This is Western medicine. You're a Westerner. You must take it." And I get so much medicine that when I take it all, it makes me really sick.
但係如果係不幸地，如果你個出家人咧，如果你病嘅時候，你就好慘啦。即係好似今日老師病啦，阿張邦病嘅時候，啲人話：啊，呢只西藥好啊，呢只印度藥好啊，之前寫咗好多藥佢俾佢食啦。本嚟佢應該唔病啊，終於更加病得緊要。
So don't be afraid of getting sick. If you're getting sick, you're making a field of merit for your husband, your wife, your parents, or whatever it is to look after you. Your sickness.Is an opportunity for others to care. Whenever you're sick, you're doing bodhisattva practice.
當你病嘅時候咧，我哋 老師用嗰個字，我哋都係做緊屠殺嘅行為，因為你病嘅時候咧，好多人喺度種福田，因為佢要照顧你嘅話咧，佢哋可以做咗好多好嘅功德。
At the same time, you have many benefits. You don't have to go to work. You can sit in bed and watch TV, or even better, listen to broadcasts on Channel B.
嗱，仲有一個好處咧，如果病嘅話，你唔使翻工啦，你可以坐喺屋企度瞓覺啦。仲有一個最好嘅節目咧，就可以睇我哋嘅 Internet 嘅 Channel B。
But also, sometimes people don't know how to visit people who are sick.
但我問有時咧，好多人咧去探人咧，唔識得去探病啊。
The most stupid question anybody ever asks is when you go to hospital and you see a good friend or a loved one in the hospital bed.And you say, how are you?
咁我哋最蠢嘅問題咧，當我探病嘅時候咧，我成日都話：你今日點樣啊
？This most stupid question. They're in hospital. They're sick.
呢個喺醫院嚟講，佢係病，我先入醫院咧，仲問呢個咁問題，你幾蠢咧？我哋
Once there was an Australian nun from the Tibetan tradition who had cancer. This was in Perth, Australia. She was dying, and I was counselling her.
咁咧有一次有一個澳洲籍嘅出家人，個女比丘，嗰個係一個藏傳嘅。咁咧老師嗰次去探病，咁就諗住同佢傾下偈啊。
She rang me from the hospice. She was getting very close to dying. She called me and said, "Ajahn Brahm, I really think I'm going to go soon. Can you please come and visit me?"
咁嗰個女比丘咧，覺得自己好病啊！咁佢打電話俾老師咧，佢話我就嚟死啦。
Actually, she died within the next 24 hours. It was correct, as you said. Sometimes you got 99% sure that you're going to die soon.
咁咧，佢原來真係嗰24小時嗰一日之內死咗。咁今日晏晝我同修問係咪我哋有啲出家人可以知道佢幾時死咧？咁老師話個答案係99% 去肯定嘅。
So I stopped what I was doing.And I got a driver, and they drove me to the hospice, which was about an hour and a quarter away.
咁咧就老師就停咗佢工作啦，就係佢個司機咧車佢個醫院啊。個醫院距離佢住嘅地方有成個幾鐘頭嘅車程啊。
And you can't just go into people's rooms in the hospice. You have to check with the nurse on duty first of all. So I checked in the nurse on duty, saying, "I'm Ajahn Brahm. I'm coming to see this nun. She just called me."And the nurse said, "I'm sorry. She has given strict instructions. She doesn't want any visitors."
咁咧，我哋係佢喺澳洲，原來佢要探病啫。佢要去嗰個護士嗰度啊，問呢個人我要去探病，要去度報告嘅。咁咧，今次老師去到嗰度咧，咁嗰個護士咧 check 完嗰個名之後，佢話：呢個病人咧，佢話到唔准任何人探佢嘅。
But I said.I've just dropped everything I was doing, and I've driven 1.25 hours to get here. And she got angry at me. But we have to respect our patient's wishes. You can't go in.
咁咧，老師同佢解釋啦。我停曬所有嘢嚟咧，我想嚟探佢，因為佢打電話俾我，所以我要嚟噶。咁同我揸咗個幾鐘頭車嚟嘅。咁個護士就話：唔得，呢個規矩嚟嘅，我要尊重我嘅病人嘅意向，你唔可以入去探佢。
But I said she just called me and asked me to come in. And that nurse got so angry. "Come with me," she said. So I followed her.
咁咧就咁老師又再嗌佢啦，我真係嚟咗好遠嚟探佢嘅，即係佢啱啱打電話俾我嘅啫。咁個護士就好啦，佢話：好啦，你跟住我嚟啦。
She was very angry with me. She took me to the patient's door. And there, on the door was a big notice. Absolutely.No visitors. And the nurse said, "See?"
咁咧，個護士好嬲啊！咁啊，帶啊老師去睇咧，原來睇個牌咧，嗰個講明係絕對唔可以有訪客嘅牌。佢話：唔該，你望一望啊。
And I had a look, and right at the bottom was written in small letters, "Except Ajahn Brahm."
咁咧，老師再睇啦，個病房出邊個牌咧，原來下邊有一個好細嘅字，就寫住除咗
翻之外。I know I shouldn't have done this. It's not very Buddhist, but I couldn't help myself. I looked at that nurse and said, "See?"
通常咧，老師就唔會咁做嘅，但係咧，一個出家人唔會咁做嘅，但係佢話 就叫嗰個護士，你睇下嗰幾個細字啦。
So she let me in the room. But the first thing I did is said, why did you put that notice up there? No visitors except for me. What's different about me?
咁咧，佢又問嗰個出家人啦，點解你要寫個咁嘅通告咧？點解唔俾其餘人淨係我可以嚟咧
？And she said, I'm the only person who ever visited her who never asked, how are you? And I never got upset or asked about her cancer, but I talked.Not to her illness, I talk to her person. I talk with her just as if I was talking to you. So whenever you go to visit someone in hospital, don't talk to the illness, talk to the person.
咁佢個嗰個比丘點話？嗰個女比丘點話要淨係俾老師去探佢咧？佢話因為你係唯一一個咧唔會問我而家係點啊，同埋你從來都唔會問我病係點啊。你只係當一個普通人咁樣嚟，你嚟探我就唔係嚟探我個病。咁所以老師話咧，如果第時我哋去探病咧，就學一樣嘢啊，我哋去同嗰個人傾偈，就唔係同佢講佢個病，唔係探佢個病。
But the best hospital visit which I ever got was when I was sick once, and Ajahn Chah came to visit me.
老師話佢最好嘅經驗咧，有一次就佢病咗啊，就阿張翻佢自己去探翻佢自己啊。
I had typhus fever, like typhoid. It's a very, very bad fever. And I felt terrible. My whole body ached, and I had no energy. And when your master, a famous monk like Ajahn Chah, comes to see you, oh, you feel so wonderful and so good.
咁嗰次嘅老師好病啊，我瘟疫症啊，嗰個係一個發熱嘅症嚟，佢病得好緊要啊。咁佢成身都痛晒嘅，但係當佢個上司，我哋話叫師傅嚟嘅時候咧，阿張差嚟嘅時候，佢覺得咁好温馨啊，所以佢好開心去見佢師傅啊。
I felt so wonderful until Ajahn Chah started speaking, because what he said, Brahma Wangso, you'll either get better or you'll die. And he turned around and went out.
咁個老師咧就即係阿張差同佢講一句好簡單嘅嘢。佢話：你一係就好，一係就唔好。咁樣講完一句之後，阿姜茶就走咗啦。
The difficult thing was he was right. You could argue with him. So if you're sick, there's only two things can happen: you get better or you die. Either way, the sickness doesn't last.
咁即係阿姜茶呢個大師咧，我哋根本就好難，老師咁嘅人都好難同佢去拗，因為。佢講嘅係事實嚟嘅。佢話好似你生病咧，你一係就好翻，一係你就去死嘅啫。
So after this retreat, if you go to see your old mother in hospital, just say, "Mum, you'll either get better or you'll die."
咁如果你真係出營之後咧，如果你有父母喺醫院嘅咧，去探佢嘅話咧，你同佢講，你一係咧你會好翻，一係你就要去死。
Don't do that.
唔好做呢個，老師同我哋講笑嘅。
But it means you don't have to be afraid of sickness because it doesn't last.
我哋根本系唔需要担心有病嘅，因为佢唔会太长嘅。
That's what happens when we understand anicca, impermanence, nothing lasts. So why be afraid of it?
当我哋呢个就都系个无常嗰个教法啦。如果你明白无常嘅时候咧，冇一样嘢系长久存在嘅。
When we understand the Buddha's teachings, we don't have any fear.
當我哋明白佛陀嘅教法嘅時候咧，我哋就唔會有驚恐噶啦。
Afraid of AIDS or cancer or sickness, you either get better or you die. It's only temporary.
如果我哋咁嘅時候，我哋就唔會驚有艾滋病啦，其餘 cancer 好多嘢我哋都唔會驚啊。只係有兩個選擇嘅啫，一係你又會好翻，一係你就會死。
If you die, you go to heaven with golf course and TV sets. What are you afraid about?
如果我哋死嘅時候咧，我上天堂咧，又有咁好嘅電視機，又有個高爾夫球場嘅設備。
Your husband may be having a mistress. Are you afraid of that? If he has a mistress, wonderful. She could have all the suffering.
如果你嘅先生係有外遇嘅話，咁仲好彩啦。佢你個嗰個二奶咧，佢就攞曬你嘅痛苦啦。
Are you afraid of losing your job? If you lose your job, wonderful. You can become a monk or a nun.
你咪驚失業啊！如果失業咪仲好啦，你一係就出家可以做個女比丘或者做個僧人。
So why be afraid？
咁點解要驚咧？我哋
If you face the fear, you find there's nothing to be afraid of. And you find when there's nothing to be afraid of, there's not so many bad things happen to you in life.
當你面對個死亡，面對個驚慌嘅時候咧，如果你睇清楚佢嘅時候，咁你就唔會再有驚慌噶啦。
It's fear that makes you fall off, said the master to grasshopper. Fear makes you get cancers, get SARS, and makes you lose your job. Only fear. So give up fear, and you have a much more successful, healthy, and happy life.
因為我驚慌咧，令到草蜢仔跌落嗰個水池嗰度咧。因為驚慌，我哋可能就因為令到我哋會覺得有沙士啦、有病啦、會失業啦，就全部都係個驚慌令到我哋啲咁嘅反應嘅。
Because anyway, whatever happens to you, remember what we said this morning: cancer, losing your job, good, bad. Who knows? Why be afraid?
即係今次老師就教我哋啦，即係我哋有。cancer 失業啊，之前所嘅唔好，所謂嘅唔好運咧，我哋話好壞，邊個知道啊
？Okay, very good. So now we have the opportunity for questions and answers, and don't be afraid to ask a question.
咁而家又係我哋問答時候啦，唔使驚要出問問題。
If you ask a question, you may feel a fool for a moment, but if you don't ask a question,You feel a fool for the rest of your life.
如果你唔問問題咧，你可能問，你覺得自己問啲蠢問題咧，即係啲時間，你呢個時候係蠢啫。但如果你唔問嘅話咧，你成世都係個傻瓜嚟嘅。
Okay, all the questions on that side to begin with. Here we go.
Hi, thank you for your wonderful Dhamma talk. Actually, it's a follow-up question about the organ donation.As I know that if someone got fully enlightenment, I mean the arahat, so after dying his or her body will become a relic. So in that case, is that the proper way to donate the organ?
我唔係聽得太清楚，佢咪當一個人去證悟咗之後，佢個做阿羅漢嘅時候咧，佢個身體係會捐。捐曬佢嗰啲器官出嚟嘅。
Ah, relics of holy monks and nuns. When the Dhammadiyada Sutta, the Buddha said, "Oh no, it's another sutta." Sorry, he said, "That's a Dhammadiyada." He said, "Be an heir to the Dhamma. Do not be an heir to my material things."
咁佛陀咧個佛經嗰度咁講，佢話咧你係。我哋唔係承繼我哋嘅財產嘅嘢，你係我個法嘅承繼人。
So what are the true relics of the Buddha? Are they the bones or are they the teachings? It's the teachings are the real relics of the Buddha, not the bones.
咁乜嘢係佛嘅舍利子咧？咁佛教喺佛嗰個嚟講咧，就係我哋嘅教法係我哋要。珍惜嘅嘢唔係嗰個骨頭。
My relics are already enshrined in my books and CDs. That's my relics.
老師嘅舍利子咧，佢已經係寫曬嗰本書度啦。
So the bone relics, yeah, they may increase people's faith, but they're not the real relics of the great masters and mistresses.
咁真係。骨嗰個舍利子，即係我哋話，即係嗰個真係嗰啲我哋睇到嗰啲舍利子咧，係可能增加咗人嘅信心，但唔係真係最有用嘅佢俾我哋嘅遺產。
In some monasteries I went to in Thailand, we had the sutras. They were in a cabinet and locked. They were worshipped, but they were never read.
咁喺泰國咧，有一啲地方咧，佢將嗰啲經典咧就鎖起嘅，就俾人去敬拜嘅。
That was a great shame, because what we should really do, we should be worshipping the teachings of the great masters, not their bone relics.
咁所以咧，嗰啲人咧就去拜嗰啲佛经，但佢唔系睇，亦都唔系去读噶。咁所以我哋咧系要敬拜，系敬仰啲大德嘅教法，就唔系佢个外表嘅舍利子。
So for me, when I die, I don't want to get cremated. I don't want to get buried. I want to go in recycling bin.
咁老師話，如果佢真係死嘅時候咧，佢淨係想去翻一啲再循環嘅桶嗰度，佢唔需要火化，又唔想土葬。
Okay.
呢個有啊，呢個有，呢個未問完，定俾咗佢。Or we can deal with some internet questions.
Okay, just an internet question.
我哋一啲係嗰啲網上嘅問題嚟嘅。Oh, this one is very interesting. Dear teacher, are there new technology or machines to help us to meditate?
Yes.
個問題咧就話咧，呢個同學問咧有冇啲新嘅方法或者新嘅機器咧幫我哋去禪修啊
？You can get these virtual reality goggles.And which get you a nimitta straight away.
We have these goggles, 即係嗰個上網嗰個咧新嘅嘢咧，咁我哋好容易可以入到個禪相嘅。
I'm kidding, of course, I'm kidding.
呢個係講笑啊！我諗你哋都明係講笑嘅。
Remember, the path of meditation is letting go.Not acquiring new technology, but letting go of all technology.
記住咧，我哋係個禪修啦，或者我哋修行咧，係放下我所有嘅嘢，唔係再揾新嘅方法。
The best button on a computer, my favorite button, is the delete button.
咁老師嚟講咧，喺個 keyboard 咧，即係我哋個電腦嗰個鍵盤上邊咧，佢中意嗰個最中意嗰個 key 係咩？就係 can。刪除那個掣。
If I designed the keyboard, it would be letting go button.
如果老師有機會去設計那個鍵盤嘅咧，那個鍵盤咧就叫放下，那個 key 係放下。
Very good.
And the other question: Normal person has opportunities to practice meditation. How about those with a physical or mental handicap?我哋話即係健全，即係我身體健全嘅人咧，就可以去學禪修啊。咁啲殘廢啊，或者一個心靈有問題嘅人，可唔可以學禪修咧
？Each one of you have got mental handicap
。個答案就係咧，我哋每一個人咧，我哋個心都係有問題、有病嘅。
So you can meditate, so can I。
咁所以咧，每一個人咧都可以去禪修嘅。
And I got physical handicap. I got cold.I can still meditate.
咁今日老師咧又有傷風啦，咁今日就有一個病啦，咁佢仍然可以喺度禪修。
So it really depends upon what handicap it is.
咁咧呢個就係依賴於你係你嗰個所謂嗰個障礙係乜嘢啦。
Physical handicaps are usually no problem, and in fact, if you can meditate, it usually alleviates some of the bad effects of physical handicaps.
如果係即係身體上嘅障礙咧，根本禪修可以幫到我哋，可能係將嗰個障礙可以減低嘅。
So imagine if you're paralysed, you don't have any pains in your knees when you're meditating.
咁即係如果我哋係即係本身不遂有麻痹嘅話咧，咁我哋禪修嗰時候，我哋腳就唔會痛啦。
But the mental handicaps is if a person say is autistic.You cannot really connect with them to teach them meditation, so that's really impossible.
咁如果有啲即係神經係有啲問題咧，我哋唔可以同佢去溝通到嘅咧，咁嘅話咧，呢就比較上係幾難嘅問題，幾難去做禪修啦。
If they're depressed, meditation is a wonderful thing, as long as it's not extreme depression. Extreme depression, you need medication, but in the ordinary depression, yeah, meditation works.
普通的憂鬱症咧，就係禪修係幫到嘅。除非你係好嚴重的憂鬱症，咁我哋係需要食藥嘅。
I always used to think that people with schizophrenia could not meditate, but that was disproven. There was a young man with schizophrenia, clinical schizophrenia, who started meditating, and he came to my monastery. He's now a monk. He's doing very, very well.It's just you have to be careful the way you meditate if you have schizophrenia.
有啲人係嗰個精神分裂症係嘛？有啲人咧就最初老師都以為呢一類人咧即係精神分裂症人唔可以禪修啦。 但係老師又有一個例子咧，就係有一個人係做到嘅，同埋嗰個人更加去咗去澳洲嗰個寺院度出賣家嘅。咁不過咧，呢啲咁嘅個案要好小心去處理。
The most important thing, if somebody has got some mental imbalance, please don't do the tough meditations where you have to really try and sit for hours. That really makes the problem worse. The very gentle, peaceful, kind meditations you learn here, that's very safe for people with mental instability.
即有啲人比較上即個精神唔係咁正常嗰啲咧，就如果係唔好用一啲好刻苦嘅方法去禪修。好似喺度學嘅嘢咧咁舒服嘅話咧，咁又適合好多。
As I mentioned at the beginning, I've been teaching meditation over 30 years. I haven't had any casualties yet. I've got a perfect record, and I don't intend to spoil that record here in Hong Kong.
咁老師咧教咗30年禅修啦，從來都冇乜有咩個案係出錯嘅。咁咧佢就唔希望咧今次喺香港會破例啦。
Okay, next question.
What would be the ingredients from the last life for those persons with handicap?
With handicap. Sometimes it's not ingredients from the last life, it's sometimes ingredients from this life.
我問個問題咧，就係佢再問咧，就係嗰個，即係我哋琴日咪講個輪迴咧，因為我哋上一世帶一啲材料落嚟，所以今世會係咁嘅。咁佢就問嗰啲咩材料令到呢個人呢一世咧係會有一啲咁嘅障礙啊？咁老師話可能嗰個障礙係而家呢一世去創造出嚟嘅。
For example, my handicap was caused by stupidity. That's why I was born in England.
咁老師佢講笑啦，話佢自己嗰個即係障礙就係咩咧？因為佢蠢，所以佢喺英國出世。
I should have been born in an Asian country, in a Buddhist country. I made some big mistake getting born in London.
咁咧，佢話佢應該咧就喺亞洲嘅地方，或者喺個佛教嘅地方咧，佢喺英國出世係一個好蠢嘅選擇嚟嘅。
But sometimes you can see something how the karma works. The reason why you actually born poor is a lot of time in your previous life you had money and you didn't use it wisely. You know, you were selfish. You used it for yourself instead of sharing it with others.So in this life, because you don't know how to use money from a past life, you're not given money in this life. But those people who use money very wisely, you know, they shared it around, they gave charity, looked after poor people, old people. Because in your previous life you used it well, you're given more money in this life. In other words, this life you're rich.
咁咧，老師話如果你上一世即係唔識得去管財咧，你有錢唔管財意思係你有錢，但你唔識得去布施啊，唔識得去點樣用啲錢嘅話咧，咁你一世就會生出嚟就會窮啦，因為你都唔需要錢，你都唔識使。咁但如果你識得係上一世係可以做布施啊，將啲錢好智慧地去用嘅話咧，咁呢一世你就可能會有錢啦。
You look at people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett.They're giving all their money away for charity. So next lifetime they'll be super rich as well.
咁好似係啲大富豪啊 ，Bill Gates 啊，另外啲咁佢哋咧就可以將捐好多錢出嚟，佢哋未死之前都立埋遺囑啊，啲錢捐出嚟嘅。咁老師諗佢哋下一世佢哋仲更加有錢啊。
And if in the past you were wealthy, you didn't help poor people, maybe this life you have to be poor to understand what it feels like to be poor and hungry.And if you really have felt what it's like to be hungry and poor and have nothing to eat and no place to sleep, if you've experienced that, you'll never be able to pass by someone else who's hungry or got no place to sleep. You'll always be able to help them.
咁咧，亦都可能你係即係你自己今世會窮嘅話咧，因為可能你上世有錢，就唔識得去布施，又唔識得去幫人啊。咁你今世就係窮嘅咧，就係你要捱翻窮嘅滋味。咁你先識得去學識窮，然後識得去點樣跟住去布施。
So maybe that's why some people are born handicapped. They got to know what it's like to be handicapped, because in the previous life they never helped. Once you know what it's like to be handicapped, then the next life when you see someone who's handicapped, you'll always help them.
咁咧，點解有人啲會有啲即係殘疾咧？咁可能你係上一世咧係冇幫過人。咁你呢一世咧，又要知道點樣係殘缺先啊！你明白殘缺嘅苦，你先識得去學識嗰樣嘢，你先識得去 幫翻其餘嘅人。
Okay, I think that's probably.
、this one is interesting. And if the understanding of past life experience and karma is so beneficial to us, why are we born without past life knowledge? And are we cleared? And then we have to put so much effort to meditate and get back to past life again.
個
問題就話咧，琴日老師咪話即係我哋去明白翻睇翻過去生對我哋依世都有用嘅。咁呢個人就話，既然佢咁有用咧，咁點解我哋唔可以一生出嚟就攞翻以前嘅生嘅經驗啊？咁我仲要咁辛苦又由頭玩過，又要去禪修先攞翻以前嘅經驗咧？
So actually the details of your past life you can't carry with you, but your character, that gets carried with you. So if you built up a lot of kindness in your past life, you become kind in this life. If you built up a lot of compassion, then this lifetime your compassion. There's something which goes across, not the details, but the general character of you.That is what you really build, and that's what you don't remember, but it's just you carry it with you. That's who you are.
咁咧，老師嘅意思又唔係我哋每一件事都有嗰個好仔細嘅過程，我哋記得係有用啊，而係我哋個性格點樣咁形成咧？因為依家你上世係成日都係一個好慈悲嘅人咧，你呢個性格就會帶翻嚟呢一世都係個慈悲嘅人。佢意思係嗰個性格一路可以咁樣帶落嚟，雜氣。
You might ask, why can't you remember all the things you learned when you were at school? Even at my age, I start to forget things. So this is the reason why, is because your brain has only got so many gigabytes of memory. And so that the ones which are more important actually take more precedence than the ones which are a long time ago, they tend to fall away.
咁因為呢，好似老師話佢讀書，而家我哋讀以前讀嘅書，而家我哋可能都唔記得咗啦。咁最大原因係我嘅腦咧就有幾個 megabyte， 即係有啲容量嘅喺度嘅。咁咧，所以咧就係如果你滿咗咧，咁我哋就可以記得啲重要嘅嘢，唔係好重要，我哋唔會記得嘅。
So that's just the nature of our brain. It can only store so much. And so stuff which is a long time ago, especially when we were very small, or even not just when we were small, just a few months ago, we tend to forget.
咁好似呢個，因為我哋個腦嗰個容量問題啊，我哋就算幾個月之前嘅嘢未必記得嘅，細路仔嘅嘢我哋都唔會記得嘅。
These days I actually prefer teaching older people because I've only got a certain amount of stories, and the older people they can't remember that I told a story yesterday.
咁老師而家越嚟越中意教老人家啦，因為點解咧？因為佢發覺佢嗰個存貨，佢故事嘅存貨越嚟越少啦。因為老人家唔會記得咁多嘅。
OK。
This one asks, kindly advise how can one sustain or prolong the jhana state? Do you just do nothing or just wait for the hair to stand? 呢個問題咧，佢就話咧，即係請教老師教我哋點樣可以將嗰個 jhana 嗰個時間啊拖長啊。咁同埋咪即係我哋話老師成日話我哋 do nothing， 即係唔好做嘢，係咪等啲無法自己標即係企起身咧
？The first way to prolong the jhana states is to get them first 。
咁第一個要求你想有個即係可以將嗰、那個禪那嘅時間有嘅話咧，你第一樣嘢有你先可以拖長佢嘅。
Because anyone who's actually experienced the jhana states.Would actually realize the answer to that question.
咁如果係入過禪那嘅人咧，就明白嗰個答案喺邊度噶啦。
In the jhana, you can't do anything. You're stuck. You can't do anything. You can't prolong. You can't shorten. You can't do anything.
因為如果你喺個禪那裏邊咧，你唔可以做任何嘢，你唔可以拖長或者減短嗰個時間嘅。
So the trick, if you want to spend longer in the jhanas, is to do more letting go before you go in.
咁嗰個技巧咧，就係我哋要之前做jhana之前咧，我哋要放下。
The more strength of letting go, renouncing, giving up, the more strength you take into the jhanas, the longer they last and the deeper they are.
你越放低嘅嘢越多嘅話，你放低越多嘅嘢嘅話咧，咁你個jhana個時間越長，亦都你入去嘅機會亦都大。
So that's actually the trick.
呢个就系个技巧啦。No need to wait for the hair to stand.
No, you can't feel your hair. And if I waited for my hairs to stand, I've got no hair, so I'll be waiting forever.
咁个问题嘅第二个部分咧，就话佢要等啲毛发企起身啊嘛，即系发晒汗嗰啲咧。咁我同老师再问咧，老师话好似佢嚟讲，佢都冇头发，咁点可以再等啲头发去企起身咧？系唔需要嘅。
Okay. Okay.
哦，唔好意思。
Hello, Ajahn. Hope you get well soon, especially with so much good karma you've accumulated these days. Well, I have a question. I guess a lot of people are not fearing death as much, but it's the fear of the agony of a slow the agony of pain during the process of dying. What do you think about that?
誒啦，呢個向第一向老師問好咧，希望佢好得快，即係唔好有病啦。咁佢跟住再問咧，佢話咧，我哋一般人咧唔係驚個死，而係驚我哋死嗰個過程咧，嗰個痛楚啊，我哋係驚嗰樣嘢多過驚死。
I remember just as a young monk, I was going on arms round and I stepped on a nail and it went about 2 inches into my foot.
咁咧，老師佢記得佢以前托缽咧，年輕時托個缽咧。咁佢只腳踏上一個嗰啲釘啊
！It didn't hurt, but the monk with me looked at it and said, "Oh, look at that!" And then it started hurting.
咁佢踩個釘嗰時咧，佢唔覺得痛喎。但係當佢隔離嗰人話：喂，你睇下你踩嗰個釘喎。咁嗰時佢覺得開始痛啦。
So if you think dying is going to hurt, dying is going to hurt, then it does hurt.
咁所以如果當你諗咧，死係會。傷害我嘅時候，一開始咁諗嘅時候咧，個死亡係會傷害緊我哋嘅。
Many years ago, I read a book which was written by some hippies who had a commune in the United States. And one of the very good things they did, they taught all the girls there that when they gave birth, not to have any pain.
咁咧，老師睇嗰本書咧，啲嬉皮士，我諗60年代嘅嬉皮士寫嘅。咁佢咧就話嗰個教啲女仔咧，生育嗰陣時係可以冇痛嘅。
First of all, they never called it labour pain. They called it labour energy. Give it a different name, market it, spin, and the pain goes away.
咁佢第一樣嘢咧就即係將嗰個啲名相改咗啦。我哋通常叫生請嗰陣時係痛咧，佢唔係叫佢做痛，佢叫嗰個係嗰個能量嚟嘅。
And for days before the birth.They'd almost like brainwash people. This isn't pain, this is energy. And so, when they were actually in those giving birth, had everybody around them, and they were clapping and they were shouting, "Whoa, go with it, whoa!" And it was like playing a football match with your supporters. And the women who gave birth said it was amazing. There was no pain. It was just energy.
咁佢哋點咧？就係當佢生日嗰陣時咧，就佢之前咧教定佢啦，呢個唔係生產嘅痛嚟嘅，全部係能量咧，將呢樣嘢咧擠落佢個腦嗰度咧，不斷咁噏啦。咁到佢生產嗰時仲得意，佢咧就揾一班啦啦隊啊，我哋啲足球啦啦隊咧就話：好啊，你生啦，冇問題嘅，係好嘢嚟嘅，呢個能量嚟嘅咋咁樣。咁原來真係咧，嗰啲人生仔真係唔痛喎。
So if you're really scared of giving birth, and someone said,It's gonna hurt, it's gonna hurt. Oh, when I gave birth, I was so painful. They say that to you, that makes you so afraid, and it really does hurt.
咁咧，如果咧，如果你係又驚，你已經驚痛又驚生仔個咧，如果隔離嗰人話係啊，好痛噶，係啊，好痛嘅時候咧，你越諗就越痛，根本唔係咁痛，你都覺得好痛啦。
But if you say no, there's no such thing as pain of dying. If you convince yourself that way.Then it's totally different experience. It's the fear which creates most of the pain.
咁如果你係能夠知道嗰個係一個恐懼令到你有個痛苦咧，咁你就同我自己講，如果你明白到死唔係一個痛苦嘅時候咧，你就唔會有死嘅驚恐噶啦。
One of the people who lived in my monastery, he was like in training to be a monk. He was quite old. He had bad teeth.But he was too lazy to go to the dentist, so he pulled the teeth out himself.
咁咧有一個人咧就喺老師嘅寺院嗰度咧，咁佢就係佢已經太老啦，唔可以做唔出家噶啦。咁佢咧就係啲牙又壞嘅，咁佢咧就唔肯去睇牙醫啊。咁我點做咧？就掹只牙，只壞牙出嚟。
I saw him in the monastery workshop. He had this bloody tooth in the pliers. And I said, "What have you done?" He said, "I just pulled my tooth out."
咁咧，佢老師親眼望到佢咧，佢喺嗰度咧就揦住只牙。咁老師問咩嚟㗎？佢話冇啊，我只掹只牙出嚟啫嘛。
It's one thing to have your tooth out at a dentist without anaesthetic, but to do it yourself, that's cool.
即係如果係牙醫咧，佢同你打曬麻醉，佢攞只牙出嚟咧，就覺得冇問唔痛啦。但如果你真係自己掹嘅時候，你就真係好 cool 啦，好冷靜啊真係。
So I asked him, "How did you do that?" And this is a great story. He said, "When I decided to pull my own tooth out, it didn't hurt. When I walked to the workshop, it didn't hurt. When I picked up the pliers, it didn't hurt. When I put the pliers on my tooth, it didn't hurt. When I moved it up and down for 1 second or 2 seconds, it hurt then. And afterwards, it only hurts a tiny bit."But if that was you, because of fear, even when you were walking to the workshop, it would hurt.
咁咧，其實佢用個方法好簡單啫。佢一路行去嗰個工作室嗰陣時咧，就同自己講隻牙唔痛嘅。咁佢行到去咧，揾一個鉗去鉗隻牙，佢亦都攞住個鉗嘅時候，我隻牙唔痛嘅，我唔痛嘅。咁當佢真係喺裏邊咧，佢將個牙鉗喺度嗰撩隻牙嗰陣時，撩咗個兩下咧，佢有少少痛，但係嗰陣掹咗出嚟咧，佢唔痛。就最大原因佢決定話。我自己掹隻牙嗰時，那個決定嗰時佢係唔痛嘅。但係咁嘅時候，因為佢冇個驚恐。
Even though it wasn't my tooth, when I saw it out there, it hurt me.
所以嗰隻唔係老師隻牙咧，佢望嗰隻牙，佢都覺得嗰隻牙係傷，佢係痛緊嘅。
That's how fear causes pain.
咁呢個就係個驚恐點樣令到我哋會有痛苦啊？
It's true, just putting a tooth out, 2, 3, 4 seconds and it's gone. Only 2, 3, 4 seconds of pain, that's not much.
咁真係，如果你掹隻牙出嚟3, 4分鐘，你掹咗佢出嚟啫，可能係嗰3, 4秒裏邊係痛啫，跟住你係唔痛嘅。
Does anyone need to go to the dentist? They can come and see me.
有冇人需要牙醫咧？如果係嘅話，你去揾老師得噶啦。
Okay, next question.
Ajahn Brahm, according to your first story this evening, so if you really know there is a big tiger coming to you, so what you do? And second question is, can we teach our pets like little cat or dog to meditate? Thank you.
第一個問題咧就話老師頭先講個故仔，佢喺森林嘅禪修咧，如果真係只大老虎嚟，老師會點做咧？咁第二個問題咧，就係我哋可唔可以教我哋屋企嘅貓啊、狗啊去做禪修？
One of the monks who's a friend did not confront a tiger, but confronted a king cobra.
哦，咁老師有個朋友咧，佢唔係見一條大嘅老虎，係一條大嘅眼鏡蛇。
In this part of Thailand, the king cobra had a nickname. It was called the one-step snake.
咁喺泰國咧，嗰啲咁嘅大眼鏡蛇咧，佢哋有一個名嘅，即係我哋叫即係一步就你就會死噶啦。
The reason it was called the one-step snake, because if it bit you, that's all you had left before you die. One step.
咁點解叫即係一步你會死咧？因為佢咬咗你之後咧，得一步你就要，你嗰步就係即係死亡啦。
It was incredibly venomous.
佢係非常之毒嘅蛇嚟嘅。
I've only seen a king cobra once, and this is no exaggeration. It was about 9 meters long.
我咁老師見過一條大嘅眼鏡蛇係9米啊！哇，27尺。
Maybe almost about the length of this room.
差唔多呢個房嘅長度。
I just could not believe what I saw. It was as thick as my thigh.
咁同埋咧，佢好似佢嘅大髀咁粗啊！
It was a huge animal.
是很大很大的動物來的。
Now this monk was sitting in the jungle and heard an animal come towards him. He opened his eyes and it was a king cobra came right up to him.
那這個僧人在森林中禪修的時候，他 他聽到動物走過來，大隻眼，看到一隻很大的眼鏡蛇向著他走過來。
Fortunately for the story, other monks were sitting meditation too. They opened their eyes and saw what happened.
其余的僧人在附近看到什么事发生的。
The cobra raised its head, opened its hood.
Why are you afraid? It's only a story. I was talking about fear and you blown it.
老師又做了一個動作，他看著蛇走過來，一聲就咬他，我們很多同修都開始有點害怕，老師問他們害怕什麼，我講故事。
When the cobra, what would you do? Don't think of running, because I've seen those snakes, huge snakes. They can move much faster than a man can run. It's scary to see that. They can even swim in the water. So even the water's no safe. They can climb up trees. Those snakes can go wherever you go. There's no escape. So, go on.
這些大蛇呢，老師說呢，他們是可以游水的，可以爬樹的，而且他們走得更快過人的。所以呢，在這樣的情況之下，我們最好就不要走。So
what this monk did, he raised his hand and he patted the snake on the head, saying in Thai, thank you for coming to visit me.
這個出家人怎麼做呢？原來他就用隻手好像摸貓，慢慢拍一條蛇，然後用泰文說歡迎你來。
You know, it's so rare, so hard for a snake to get a pat on his head. The snake loved it. Oh, this is so nice, so nice, so nice.
咁咧，我諗蛇都未嘗試過俾人咁樣pat佢，摸佢個頭啊！咁佢覺得好舒服。頭先老師嘅個動作你哋睇到啦。All
the monks saw that, and when the snake had his head patted enough, it drew in its hood, put its head down, and went to visit another monk to get his head patted.
咁啲真人睇到咧，嗰條蛇咧，當佢俾嗰個僧人之後拍完個頭之後，佢好舒服之後咧。 他就耷低個頭，再行過去隔離嗰條嗰個僧人，希望再係咁樣俾人拍下個頭。
And that monk said, no way, go back to him.
咁第二個僧人冇咁好脾氣，佢話：No way, 你唔使諗啊，你自己走啦咁樣。
But of course, the king cobra never bit, because it's nice to get your head patted. So if that was a tiger, tiger like little scratch under the chin.
咁咧，大蛇咧，嗰啲眼鏡蛇中意俾人拍個頭啊！如果係真係大嘅老虎咧，佢中意喺個頸嗰個位俾人pat嘅。The
point is, if you're not afraid, but have lots and lots of kindness, lots of metta, animals don't harm you.
如果你第一樣嘢你唔驚咧，第二樣如果你有好強嘅悲心咧，啲動物唔會驚你嘅。Even
animals, wild animals, they like to be cared for, just like human beings.
就算有野外嗰啲動物咧，佢都中意希望有人去照顧佢嘅，好似我哋人一樣，都希望人照顧。So
that's a test. We were always told by our teacher, if you are in the jungle, if you're afraid, you'll get into trouble. But if you have lots of metta, lots of compassion, you'll always be safe.
咁喺呢個森林嚟講咧，如果佢哋師傅有教咧，如果你有慈心、有悲心嘅話咧，啲動物係唔會搞你嘅。
And these days, the worst jungle of all is the concrete jungle. And there's so many bad people who are even more dangerous than tigers.
咁而家嚟講咧，咁石屎森林咧，裏邊好多好多人啊，所謂嘅人咧，比嗰啲老虎仲壞啊。
So that's why if you go walking back from the temple at night to some parts of Hong Kong, you have to have lots of loving kindness. And if you see a very, very bad man with lots of tattoos, just pat him on the head.
咁如果離開寺院咧，如果你喺香港咧，你見到如果有個人咧，一個好強壯嘅男人咧，有曬啲紋身喺嘅話，喺個身嘅話咧，你可以對住佢咧，發你嘅悲心，咁跟住咧就拍一下佢個頭，可能冇事嘅。
Okay, next question.
Good evening. This is my first Buddhist retreat in life, and I had a different perception of it before this. Thank you very much. Really enjoyed your stories.
Very good.
My question is on growth. How would you define growth? Does it mean letting go of all ambition as well?
How would you define growth?
Does it mean letting go of all ambition?
他的問題，首先多謝老師，這是他第一次的禪修營。 I can't get it.
No, no, ambition, desire, aspiration for doing better in life. Ambition is your desire to improve.
Growth. What's that?
Growth.
Growth.
To grow, to get better, bigger.
那怎樣令到我們的野心、其餘的貪嗔痴發展? 我們要放下這些東西。
It's important to have growth, but we have to grow the right things. So what we really want in our world is to rearrange the priorities. What is more important, happiness or success?
我們的成長是需要的，但我們成長在哪個方向去成長是最重要的。我們要培育什麼呢？這個才是重點。
So some governments think that growth or prosperity means more money. And I think we all know now it means more happiness. It means like more time with our family. It means more good health. Maybe the gross national product of Hong Kong is increasing, but is the happiness, the family harmony, the health increasing?
那个生长来讲呢，即是我们 GNP， 如果我哋話以為咧，好多政府都以為咧，我哋賺到錢咧，這個就係個成長啦。或者我嗰個經濟好繁榮咧，叫成長啦。但我哋冇問到就係當好有錢嘅時候，個經濟好繁榮嘅時候，啲人有冇開心到咧？比以前更加開心咧？啲人佢個屋企有冇和諧到咧？呢啲反而係咪我哋要注意嘅嘢咧
？And for me, GNP is gross. I like SNP, the subtle national product.
咁老師用個字咧 ，GNP gross 即係嗰個粗俗嘅嘢啊。咁由老師中意用個字咧，就用 subtle 就比較係由細啲嘅嘢。
So we should have ambition to create a more happier, harmonious, healthy society.
咁我哋個野心咧，就應該發展喺我哋一個比較上和諧嘅世界，開心嘅世界。
It's actually rearranging priorities is the most important thing of our modern world.
咁實際上，如果我哋個現代社會需要嘅咧，就係將一啲所謂嘅我哋嗰個優先權啊，放喺邊一個重點度啊。
One of my favorite stories is about a 6-year-old boy who was waiting for his father to come home from work.
咁有一個故仔咧，老師又再講故仔啦。咁有一個細路仔咧，佢係等佢爸爸放工，個細路仔係6歲。
When his father came home from the office, his 6-year-old boy said, Daddy, how much money do you earn at work every hour?
咁個細路仔咧，等到佢爸爸翻嚟啦，咁就問佢爸爸：你一個鐘頭賺幾多錢啊？
The father was tired. He said, Look, don't bother me with such rubbish. Leave me alone.
咁佢爸爸工作翻嚟之後就好攰啦。佢話：誒，你唔好理呢啲嘢，呢啲嘢好濕碎，你唔好同我講啊。
But the son repeated it, Daddy, How much do you earn at work every hour? And the daddy said, Look, be quiet, I've told you once.
咁呢個細路仔咧，唔知點解繼續問喎，爸爸你話俾佢聽啊，你每個鐘頭賺幾多錢啊？ 咁個父親咧開始嬲啦，佢話：唔好再講啦，我唔想同你講呢啲嘢啦。
But the son wouldn't give up. He said, Daddy, how many dollars do you earn at work? I told you already. Go upstairs. Go to your room. You're grounded.
咁第三次啦，個細路仔再問咧，咁佢爸爸仲嬲啦，佢話：誒，你唔好再問啦，你上樓啦，你唔好煩我啦。So
because the son didn't respect his father, he went up to his room and closed the door. And after his father had a cup of tea and rested, he realized he got angry at his son because he was very tired. So he went up to the room to apologize.
咁呢個細路仔就好聽話，咁佢爸爸鬧佢咧，咁佢真係上翻佢房，閂埋道門。咁個爸爸咧就可能真係好攰啦，咁飲完杯茶之後就開始 發覺原來自己唔應該咁樣發脾氣嘅，咁佢上樓去睇下佢個仔啊。
And the father said, "Look, I'm sorry, son. I shouldn't have shouted at you. I had a hard day at work, and I don't know why you want to know this as a six-year-old, but I earn $20 every hour of work."
咁佢爸爸上去咧就同個仔道歉啦。佢話：我今日真係好攰啊，我唔好意思，我發咗脾氣啊。咁佢想知嘅，我話俾你聽啦，我每一個鐘就係賺$20。
And the son said, "Thank you, Daddy. Now can I borrow $10, please?"
咁佢個仔就同佢講啦，多謝爸爸，你俾話俾我聽，我而家想攞$10。
And the daddy was about to get angry again, but he felt so guilty of being angry once, he bit his lip, took out his wallet, and gave his son $10.
咁咧，佢爸爸係本嚟係想鬧佢嘅，但我諗下佢鬧咗佢一次，佢唔想啦。咁我就好唔意地咧，佢個銀包咧攞張$10紙俾佢。
And the son said thank you, and he went under the pillow and took out another $10 in coins. He counted out 20, gave it to his father, and said, "Now, Daddy, can I have 1 hour of your time, please?"
哦，原來個細路仔咧攞咗個$10之後咧，佢喺佢個枕頭底咧再數翻，原來佢儲咗$10啲散紙啊。咁佢數到啱啱夠$20咧，就同佢爸爸講：嗱，依個$20，你可唔可以同我陪我一個鐘頭啊？
I remember telling that in Indonesia to a Muslim lady, and she burst out crying. She was working so hard to look after her child, she realized she never spent as much time as she should with him.
咁老師同一個印尼嘅女人講嘅時候咧，個女人差唔多喊，因為佢用咗好多心機去揾錢，但係佢原來冇時間陪個仔啊。
So our ambition should be to have a society where we can spend time with each other. We may not be as rich, but we'll be much happier.
我哋嗰個即係個野心咧，應該放喺一個和諧嘅家庭嘅生活，和諧嘅社會，等我哋可以開心啲，唔係話賺幾多錢。
So religions like Buddhism, yes, have ambition, but ambition for the right things. And we're here to say what those right things are. You know already, we just need to reinforce it.
咁我哋佛教徒嚟講咧，我哋就知道我哋係需要係有野心，但嗰個野心係有一個好一個對嘅方向。咁啊，老師相信呢個同修咧，佢都明白，不過而家再講一次啫。
Okay, thank you for the question.
仲有冇其餘嘅問題？
Okay.
Hello, Father John.
Hi.
Hi. 我講中文啊，我咪
先。
帕亞讚佢講咗幾次咧，話佢唔應該響英國出世。我有唔同嘅睇法。No good, no bad. Who know?
Good, bad, who knows?
我哋大乘佛教有一句叫做「應以何身得道，即現何身」。唔係啊，嗰句係咁講㗎。即係話你應以咩身份你就喺邊度出世。咁阿讚呢佢就係喺英國出世嘅。咁西方有一個特性就係、是、我可能大家都有個感覺佢好開朗。我哋中國人比較保守啲。咁而家佛教一直咁係喺西方發展。就等於佢話no good no bad， 即係達賴喇嘛佢流亡到去美國，但係相反嚟講，佛教可以喺嗰邊推廣。同樣，阿讚喺倫敦出世，雖然佢係白人，但係佢可以30多年前可以去到泰國出世咧，證明佢都係一個應該係一個在來人啊。咁因為佢係西方人，所以佢可以渡到好多西方人。
咁你个问题系咩咧？
就话俾佢听，佢唔应该否定佢响伦敦出世系唔啱嘅。
She just say that you repeatedly say that you is a bad karma to have born in London in England. She said that according to the Mahayana, you have to be born according to your wishes. Yeah. And then because you want wishes to help others, that's why you choose the place.For your recognition.
Very good.
Yeah.
出 出生的地方是对的, 他是Bodhisattva.
So therefore, your place of birth is right for you. Don't complain about it.
Yeah, good,
and
better,
good better. Yeah.
Well, let's say I could have been smarter.
他說他可以聰明一點的.
Because it's also, it's good to be born in a Buddhist country. So that's supposed to be very good karma, to be reborn in a Buddhist country as a human being when the Dharma is still being taught.
老師說,如果他在佛教的地方出生,他幫的人可能更容易,幫多的人更多. But I left out the latter part. She said, when you're born in England,
yeah,
then you can help the Westerners. Like the Dalai Lama, he went to US and then she just... The Tibetan tradition was spread to the Western.
No, they don't let me help the Westerners. I get too many invitations to come to Hong Kong and Singapore and Malaysia.
咁老師就話佢冇乜機會幫啲西方人，因為太多新加坡啊、香港好多人嚟請佢嚟文化啦。唔係喎，我唔覺得喎。Okay.
即係我哋雖然喺亞洲出世，好似我哋咁樣雖然喺亞洲出世，但係我哋接觸佛教係好遲喎。
For her, she just in touch with the Buddhism later in her age.
Yeah.
So even she is born in Asian and Buddhist country, but you are still luckier because you got to Thailand 35 years ago, you got ordained, then you are fortunate, and we are all fortunate too.
okay.
Good, bad.
When a monk and a nun argues, I always remember the chicken and duck story.
咁通常呢老師有人同佢即係傾討論嘅時候呢佢會係記住雞同隻鴨嘅問題。雞同鴨講古仔。係嘛。
Yeah. John. We call one thing. It's not just in Thailand, and I believe that is true. It's even in Sichuan or Tibet,
yes,
they put the monk in front of the car.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So it's true, I guess.
But do they put them on the front of the aircraft?
No.
Unfair.
No beverage in the flight. Make on you. So my back to my question says, according to what you said, is when you in jhana, you have the ability to trace back to your previous life.
It's after jhana.
After jhana, okay, or even earlier.
Yeah.
So that make me wonder one thing, not about my previous life, that's not the most important thing to me, but one thing is, are you able to ask yourself, I mean the mind, that was the thing that you most afraid of? Or even the most important thing is, can you ask why I'm here? What I come here for? Because if I can address that questions, it seems like easier for me to go on training and or how to deal with this life and how to, let's say, achieve accomplish that the reason why I'm here. Thanks. So, 咁另外我講返我個問題啦，就係話，如果喺個禪定入面，你係有能力可以trace翻你前世嘅話， 咁我對於我嚟講最緊要嘅嘢，即係我會想問就係、是、一路想問就係話，究竟我最怕嘅係啲乜嘢？或者我可唔可以去問，亦都可唔可以去追翻？或者最緊要最緊要，我想問就係、是、究竟我點解會喺度
？Okay, so right now in this moment in this life, could you answer that question why you are here？
到呢個呢刻為止咧，你可唔可以知道你點解翻嚟呢度咧？
No, you can't. The same if you remember the previous life, you're back in that previous body. You ask that question in your previous life, you get the same answer as right here, right now in this life. That's too big a question. You can ask, if you get the previous memories, you can ask what your name is, what country you are, how old you are, what you're doing. But the deep philosophical questions, those ones you can't answer from previous life, you can only answer now.
老師話，即係如果你呢時刻你都唔知點解你再嚟啦，咁你再揾翻上一世嘅，佢個俾你答案，佢都唔知點解嗰個答案未必喺嗰度揾到嘅。咁你可以揾翻上世嘅就是、你嘅名啊，即係比較上一般嘅知識係可以揾得翻嘅。
So your previous life is just like this life. You're living. You're not quite sure what you're doing or why you're doing it. Please keep on anyway. If you were in a previous life.And you find out that you are a monk with the Buddha, then you can ask the Buddha.
咁咧，如果我哋上一世都係咁蒙查查嘅話，呢一世如果我哋都係咁樣做緊人，都係同上一世唔係爭好遠嘅。但如果你係喺你個前世，你揾到原來你一個出家人，同埋咧你同佛陀一齊嘅時候咧，咁你可以問下佛陀，你點解要翻嚟
？So that you can't find the information from a previous life.
咁頭先嗰個問題咧，佢唔可以喺前一世嗰度揾到個答案嘅。
How about the fear？ 恐懼嗰樣。我頭先問。
How
about the fear？ I mean， 對恐懼啊，恐懼。
Yeah。If you get into a previous life, all you know is what you're afraid of right there, right then at that time。
但係恐懼嚟講，你可以知道點解，同埋喺邊一度係呢件事，嗰個嘢會令到你有個恐懼。
So, because if you get a previous life, you get to re-experience of that time and place. If you can gather all those experiences together, many experiences together with this one, then you can actually build up the big picture with many pieces of the jigsaw. But on one piece of the jigsaw, you don't get too much.
即係如果你喺一世嗰陣時，你會睇到，如果上一世再睇到，可能你睇到個其中一個原因。但係你除非要睇好多，如果唔係，你只係好大橛嘅睇到一橛嘅啫。所以你知道少少嘅原因。
Because in different stages of your life, you have different fears.
唔同嘅階段，我哋有唔同嘅恐懼嘅。
When you're at school, you're afraid of the school teacher.
咁你翻學嗰時，你係驚老師啦。
When you're at start work, you're afraid of the boss.
咁你翻工，你係驚你老闆啊。
And then when you sort of get older.You're afraid of, I don't know, you're afraid of stock market falling.
再老啲咧，可能你惊嗰个股票会跌啦。
Or you're afraid of dying. So you ask yourself, what are you really afraid of?
咁咧就你可能会惊死啊。咁所以咧，究竟你而家你惊咩咧
？And the thing you're really afraid of is actually losing your attachments, things which you're really attached to. That's what we're afraid of. Losing them, yeah.So if you're attached to your body, you're afraid of death.
我哋惊系惊咩？惊有啲嘢我哋唔想放低嘅，即系好似我哋惊死咧，因为我哋唔想放低个身体。
If you're attached to your will, if you're a control freak, you're afraid of letting go.
如果我哋一个即系控制狂咧，我哋好有意志力嘅话咧，我哋系唔会即系唔想系好惊去放低呢样嘢嘅。
That's why in meditation, whenever you come across fear.It's a good sign. It means you're challenging some of your deep attachments.
咁如果喺我哋禅修之中咧，如果我哋可以感受到恐惧嘅时候咧，即系话有啲嘢掂咗我哋里边，有啲嘢我哋系唔想放低嘅。
So fear comes up in meditation. Don't run away. Stay there. Go through it, and you'll find you've let go of something, which was you are very, very attached to. When you let it go, you feel so free.
當嗰啲fear， 即係嗰個恐懼出嚟嘅時候咧，我哋要面對佢，睇下佢係咩嚟嘅。咁嘅時候咧，我哋可以就放咗一啲嘢係我哋好 好珍惜嘅嘢，我哋好黐得好紧嘅嘢，咁嘅时候我哋会觉得自由啦。
That's why it's so difficult to let go. We're afraid of letting go because we're attached to things.
因为点我哋点解话咁难放低咧？最大原因系我哋系黏住嗰个力仲强啊。
But once you've let go of those attachments, oh, you feel so free and so nice.
如果你能够放低我哋所有嘅执着咧，你会觉得好自由，好自由噶啦。
So that's why I say the birds. Birds carry no suitcases. Birds never have a backpack on. That's why they can fly so high and so far. As for us, we've got so many attachments, we can hardly fly at all.
好似老师成日都讲只雀仔咧，雀仔佢又冇背囊嘅，亦都冇行李嘅，所以佢飞得咁自由啊。但我哋好多好多个贪着咧，所以我哋唔识得飞啊。
So remember all your possessions, you don't own them, they own you, and they stop you being free.
咁如果我哋以为嗰啲财产系我哋嘅，实际系个财产控制紧我哋啊。如果我哋睇得通呢点嘅时候咧，你就自由啦。
Okay. Now. Any other questions? We're almost at 10 o'clock. Oh, I stop. No more questions. I said I promised ghost story.
Ah, yes.
So this is a really scary ghost story. Can we have the lights off, please?
Oh, 今次咧一个系好好好好恐怖嘅鬼故咧，要熄灯喎。
哈哈哈哈哈哈 ！Yeah，
熄晒灯啦。
I'm going to test if you understand fear.
老师系想你明白咧，我哋去考验我哋咪真系识惊啊。
Because people always think that ghosts, that they are like a wispy things and you can tell a ghost from a real person. But you can't. Many real people, what you think is real, actually is not real at all, but a ghost.
咁我哋成日以为咧有啲人系真嘅，原来嗰啲唔系真人嚟，系鬼嚟嘅。
As this happened in Australia, it was a marriage. In a marriage in Australia, usually the boy, the groom, gets to the church first. And the bride is always 5 minutes late. It's a custom.
咁喺澳洲咧，如果结婚咧，就系一般系嗰个新郎哥咧，就会去个教堂或者去行婚礼嘅地方嘅。咁我个妻子咧，个新娘咧就会5分钟之后先到嘅，呢个系佢嘅习俗嚟嘅。
So the bride arrived at the church 5 minutes late, and she was surprised and shocked to find the groom, the boy, hadn't arrived yet.
咁呢一次咧，个新娘就真系好似惯常咁啦，五分钟之后先至到嗰个结婚嘅地方啦。咁我奇怪咧，原来个新郎哥仲未到啊。
So she waited and waited.She started to become scared. Perhaps the boy had got scared and decided he didn't want to get married. That happens a lot. Boys are very afraid of marriage, and there's a good reason why.
咁咧，嗰女，咁个新娘，个新娘喺度坐喺度谂啦，死啦！讲我新娘哥咪唔肯嚟咧，佢咪谂谂下，佢唔肯要我咧。咁呢样嘢咧，原来喺系好通行嘅。啲人咧，啲男人咧就唔系到结婚时佢哋好惊嘅。
So you can understand her relief when outside the church she saw her groom, the love of her life, running towards the church. He was late. Something had happened.
咁咧，佢当佢睇到佢个先生咧，即系将来嘅先生咧，咁喺个就嚟嚟到教堂咧，佢睇佢走入嚟个样咧，佢好开心啊，因为终于佢都嚟啦。
As he came close, she saw.The beautiful suit he had for his wedding was all dirty and dusty, and he had a couple of cuts on his face.
咁佢见到个新郎哥咧，件衫咧，嗰件礼服咧，就好多尘啊，好污糟啊。咁同埋见到佢面咧，有少少伤痕啊。
He said he'd been in a car accident, but he was okay. He said he just wanted to go through the ceremony. She said, "No, we have to take you to hospital to make sure." He said, "Look, I'm all right. I'll just go into the men's room."Clean up. I want to get married. So he went into the men's room, cleaned up, and they went through the service.
咁咧，个男仔嚟到咧，就系要即刻要行婚礼啊。 咁、那個女醉酒人唔好啦，你傷咗，不如送你醫院睇下點樣先啦。但係嗰個男仔話唔係，我哋係想嚟同你結婚啫。如果你覺得我污糟咧，我入去個洗手間抹一抹，整乾淨，我就會出嚟同你行禮噶啦。咁我入咗個洗手間，冇幾耐出嚟咧，就同嗰個女士入去行嗰個婚禮。
So they exchanged their vows. They put the ring on the finger, and once the priest declared them married.They kissed, and afterwards they went to sign the register. After signing the register, they shook hands with everybody. And after the ceremony was finished, the new husband and wife went into the car to go to the reception. They went just together to spend some quiet time, just the two of them.
咁咧，佢哋又喺度行婚禮啦。咁嗰、那個證婚人嗰、那個牧師啊，就同佢證咗婚啦。咁我哋誓咗願啦，話即係你要願娶佢嗰啲誓咗願啦。換咗隻戒指啦，跟住佢有一個親吻啦。咁跟住咧，然後佢哋咧就係、是、周圍同佢啲親戚朋友啊握手啊。咁咧咁做完曬啲我哋啲所謂嘅儀式之後咧，咁佢哋咧就去上架車咧，佢哋去第二度去有個平靜嘅地方，我哋過兩人二人嘅生活啊。
And all the guests followed in their own cars behind, following them on the way to the hotel for the reception party.
咁咧就佢哋會喺個酒店度開一個嗰啲招待會啊。咁我哋揸住架車啦，咁所有嘅嗰啲客人咧就跟住佢架車一齊去間酒店。
Because the boy had been in car accident, the girl, the new bride, said, "I will drive." So she was driving them.
咁咧，因為嗰個男仔咧，佢話佢話俾個女朋友聽，佢有個即係車禍咧。咁、那個女仔話：不如等我揸車啦，你唔好揸啦。
The cars following behind saw the bride's car had stopped by the side of the road, and she was outside the car, crying hysterically, and there was no sign of the boy。
咁咧，行行下咧，佢嗰啲嗰啲客人啲車咧，就見到嗰個新娘嗰架車咧，就停咗喺個路邊啊。然後嗰個新娘咧，就企咗路邊喊得好緊要啊。咁原來咧，佢再睇咧，係嗰個男仔直情唔見咗。
All the guests stopped to help the bride. When they calmed her down, "Where's the groom gone? Where's your husband gone?" And she said, "She was driving along at that point when her husband."Vanished. He disappeared from the passenger seat. When they checked out afterwards, the husband did have an accident right at that spot where she was passing, and it was a fatal accident. The husband had died. She was a girl who married a ghost. The girl who kissed a ghost.
咁啲人問佢點解咧？咁佢話原來咧嗰、那個佢啱啱去到嗰個位置咧，佢話佢個先生就唔見咗啊！咁我哋再 check 咧，原來咧喺嗰個位置，即係佢先生唔見咗嗰個位置嗰個咧，就佢先生個車禍，然後個先生喺個車禍之中已經死咗噶啦。咁即係話咧，嗰、那個新娘咧就係、是、同一隻鬼去親吻，亦都係佢個先生係一隻鬼。
And that's a true.Australian ghost story.
呢个系真正嘅澳洲鬼故。
So those of you who are day commuters, when you go home tonight to kiss your husband, be careful. Check he hasn't had road accident today. You could be kissing a ghost.
所以如果日营朋友咧，你今晚翻屋企之后咧。你要肯定你個配偶咧，今日有冇車禍？如果有車禍，你小心，你可能係同一隻鬼一齊嘅。